Ladies and gentlemen, step right up and witness the wonder of the Hippo Juice Show.
Isn't racism fun?
No, fuck you, bro!
Everybody's in my asshole right
no,
now.
No, it tastes like man balls.
And like,
it says men shouldn't fondle other men bunghole.
Hippo juice, nigga!
Welcome to the Hippo Juice Show. The number to call in is 954-573-2780 if you still use that function on your smartphone device. Or you go to morelikeradio.com/live. Join us there. Or...
No.
No, that's it?
That's it.
Marie has limited the options.
One option.
Yes. I'm sorry.
I'm tired of all these multiple options that we give.
We are trying out...
Bending over backwards.
We are trying out communism on the show tonight. And that over here is a comrade, don't call me Maria Sarkisievich.
I only have one name.
One name. There's no time for more than that. Joining us this week is Mark Ramcat Jackson, host of the Real Thing podcast.
In Russia, hippo juice you.
And, of course, Tech Talk Kyle from Hot Atlanta.
Hello. Hello,
Hot
Atlanta. How's it going?
Yeah. Oh, joining us in studio, Mersh.
Fuck, you just call me?
Huh? Mersh. I called you Mersh.
Oh, okay, that's right.
Yeah, okay, good, perfect.
The host of the
gift
circle.
I like that you guys are clapping right now because it gets me to kind of like be able to jerk off without anyone noticing the sound.
Don't worry, we noticed.
We noticed, but that's
okay.
You're being very breathy.
Yeah, it's fine.
We were actually just covering up a very awkward sound.
It's really exciting. Every time I hear that intro, I get excited.
And last and certainly least, producer Joel Dutch Van Wingerden.
Some goofball in a hat and a red shirt. Now he takes off the shirt. He's running down the middle by the 50. He's at the 30. He's bare-chested and banging his chest. Now he runs the opposite way. He runs at the 50. He runs at the 40. The guy is drunk, but there he goes. The 20. They're chasing him. They're not going to get him. Waving his arms, bare-chested. Somebody stop
Look
that
out.
Man.
Here comes the blue coat.
Oh,
Kevin.
They got him.
Here comes
They're coming
the blue
from the
coat.
Left. Oh, and they tackle him at the 40-yard line.
I am going to assume that that is real radio footage from a game Dutch really
yeah.
is at.
That was
yeah. That's Kevin Harlan calling because the game was boring, and so it had a streaker in the field, and so he called it like
so
a play.
So he called it like a play. It was fucking hilarious.
Well, it beats sitting around being like, well, there's a guy on the field. Well,
I guess, exactly.
Well, this is the segment's brought to you by Miller Lite. Like, what'd you know? Talk about it. Play it
don't give him any attention because they'll do it
is
more.
The best.
Go viral, you asshole. Do yep. it right.
Do your job.
So welcome, everybody, to the illustrious Hippo Juice Studios. Part of the
don't talk us up like that.
More like Radio Network.
How long has this show been around now?
8 years.
It's been 8 years for
Is it really
three
that
years.
Long?
We're going on the 10. Yeah, you guys.
It's been 8 years for more than 8 years.
It's been 8 years for more than 8 years.
8 is great.
It has to be. It has to be longer than that.
No, 2006.
Right.
9 years. 10
no,
years?
No, no, no. That years. Would be 11 years.
11 years.
Are you guys the other end of 10.
Are you guys not going to do a fucking 10-year thing? I mean, come on.
We could. But we hold on. Do you have a time machine?
Oh, so you can't do...
It's a year ago.
Oh,
but we can do the hippo... Hold on. I have an idea.
How do you miss a 10-year anniversary?
Dutch. I got it. A Hippo Juice 11-and-a-half-year anniversary. That sounds good.
Wait.
That sounds
gala.
Fantastic.
Gala event.
Hold on. Was the radio show that old? Because I know you guys were like
yes,
a
I believe that's
comedy
called,
group and we're doing videos.
11 and a half
a
years.
While.
Is that the drywall anniversary?
Yes.
Is that when you get all the way up to asbestos?
The drywall anniversary, that's the one where John slams one of our co-hosts through a drywall.
Oh, that was
apartment.
A long time.
Remember
ago.
That?
We yeah. already hit that landmark.
Yeah.
We've actually, that was so long ago, John's turned a corner and is now back to being normal again.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And making a movie with the guy he threw through a closet.
A lot of people. That are on the spectrum live great lives. But I think if we do have an anniversary, we need to bring back some of the old faces from Hippo Juice. And the very, very first person that I would like to get to call in and to remind John about his life is...
God, he was so frigging buff, I couldn't believe it.
I think we need to call this gentleman. I want to talk to him. Maybe
he's probably dead now.
He's not dead.
No, because what
he was
happens?
Like 88 or something.
No, because these pedophiles live off the plasma and the lifeblood.
Yeah,
of the children.
Did you hear Alex Jones on Rogan?
Yeah, he's interdimensional, bro.
You idiot! Everyone knows that. Come on, think for a second.
Yeah, Marie, use your tiny woman brain and try to wrap it around interdimensional pedophilia.
That's My tiny woman braid's tired.
No.
You know what? I don't know. When other women are on their period, they're riding horses and stuff. You just bitch a lot. Those commercials are lies.
What commercials?
The tampon commercials.
Yeah, they have all these medications, Royce, and everybody's so happy.
Are you confusing tampons and horses again?
I am not doing that. I know what a horse looks like, and I know what a vagina looks like.
I thought they were the same thing.
I also know what a horse vagina looks like, if you want to know.
And I think you're confusing those with the girls in the Valtrex commercials. It's girls with herpes that are really happy.
Valtrex.
Yeah,
if you want to.
They love rock climbing.
We got to do something to distract you from the herpes.
Valtrex.
Right. That song, Where Have All the Cowboys Gone? Is that what that means, that whole thing? Because I'm confused.
Valtrex, when you want to roll the dice.
Valtrex, when you're sick of telling people it's an ingrown hair.
Valtrex, come on. You know it's not just a rash.
Fuck.
But that's my point. Like, you guys get superpowers, at least during the commercials, when you have herpes or have fucking your period. So,
yeah, I see you guys eating ice cream sundaes in those
amazing
commercials.
How do you do it?
We don't.
By the way, the video feed is down.
What?
Just so you know.
You're down.
Oh, there it is.
See, I told you.
The listeners are saying it, not me.
No, the video feed's fine.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, Maddie probably needs to refresh. You might have got here early.
Yeah. It might be that shitty socialist European internet you're using.
Oh, that's what it is. Yeah, you're right.
You know why? You know why, Maddie? You know why your video feed's not working? On account of all the rapes.
And also, they still have Prodigy over there. Not the techno band. The internet service. Yeah, and also the techno band.
He's over there blasting Daft Punk right now to drown out the sounds of a migrant rape. Around the world, around the world. Just turn it up more.
Oh, you hear it. You hear it turning up louder and louder.
And the girl can actually now hear it. So now she's just hearing, like, Around the World by Daft Punk.
And now she can't hear Around the World anymore because it brings back bad memories.
She can never get put on hold.
Of the person that would rather listen to Daft Punk than help her out.
Yeah, she could never get put on phone hold at an office, at one of those cool offices, like those hip ones that play the top 40 EDM stations while you're on hold.
Yeah, none of that.
I can't even call my credit card company anymore.
Oh, no.
Oh, fuck. And by the way, the people that were having problems are our Genius fans. Oops, didn't hit the play button. YouTube is difficult. So, you know, the feed is fine.
Yeah.
I believe it's a user end error. Kyle, you are an IT guy. Is that the correct term, user end error?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we were talking about this. It's Ash Wednesday, for those who don't know. And now, Kyle, you were saying before the show, do you really not know what Ash Wednesday is?
No, I don't know. Okay. Someone explain it to me?
Kyle is a Jehovah's Witness.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not.
All right, was.
Okay, so here's the thing, right? Catholicism, Ash is an incel from England.
No, Ash is a Pokemon trainer.
Okay, I thought it was.
Ash is going to have his boomstick out to defeat, never mind.
Boom.
He's right.
Bruce Campbell.
Right,
my
Bruce
bad.
Campbell, you're right. Yeah. No, why don't we tell him the truth now? Three joke answers, real one now. Ash is
a thing that comes out of a volcano.
That's another one. That's
a real one.
Good point.
That's actually
a real
one.
You can't be mad at that when it's real. Ash, what it is.
As a result of not using lotion.
See,
enough.
He's right. Black people have a problem, and darker people, then their elbows get ashy. So you put lotion on them. So this is basically, it's none of those things, Kyle. So all those things we said.
Okay.
Delete.
So none
ignore
of those.
Ignore those. Put those in the delete bin and delete them.
Yeah, no. So what is it? What
he's
is it really?
Talking about highly compressed marijuana that turns into a darkened
he's
sort
got
of a
it.
Rocky substance.
He's got
and,
it.
And yeah.
Now, Ash Wednesday is a yearly occurrence in Western Christianity that marks the first day of Lent, a 46-day period of fasting. Fasting only happens for 40
Ew.
Days. As Sundays are excluded. Easter Sunday marks the end of Lent. Ash Wednesday can fall as early as February 4th.
That's too early. So everyone,
I'm really bored by that.
Everyone last night partied their face off. So Kyle, are you familiar with Mardi Gras?
Yeah, of course.
So Mardi Gras is the party that you have before you go into Ash Wednesday. So,
actually,
I heard they had a big party in the Superdome during Katrina.
Yeah. They sure did. So,
what?
Well, just
there was a lot of people there.
First of all, just because he knows what Mardi Gras is, fill in some of our listeners. I mean, Radio 101, they may have never heard of Mardi Gras before.
Seriously? Okay.
Just start from the beginning. Slow down.
You know what? You're right. Fucking sometimes we go too fast.
Wait, what is Louisiana?
Okay, well, I'll explain. Have you heard of the Louisiana Purchase?
Okay, why do they have parishes instead of counties?
Why is the entire city under sea level? I'm just
Okay. All valid questions.
Let's start with one. One at a time, please.
It's too many.
So they put ash on their head because why do they still, I don't even remember. Why do they, does everyone remember what
they
did?
It's an early form of blackface.
Would you please stop talking for a second?
Wow.
Jesus Christ.
I don't know if that's true.
It's too
early. They make you sing Mammy when you're done.
You come out before we got to one of those jokes.
You come out of St. Patrick Cathedral. Hello, my baby. Hello, my honey. Oh,
Al Jolson, everyone.
Marie?
The ash is because of the whole thing, ash to ash and dust to dust, to remind us that we're going to die.
Okay, cool.
So they dirty your forehead up for
a little bit.
Sounds
great.
And you have to walk around with it on your forehead like
an
asshole.
So it's to remind you of your mortality?
Yeah,
yes.
Basically. And it's good, great for your pores, I heard.
It sounds really cheerful.
Kyle, here's the whole thing. Okay. You start out with Mardi Gras, which is basically eat and drink to excess to a point where it's disgusting. Because
like what I do every day.
Right.
Check.
But like, times four. Because for the next 40
days. Are you ready to party? Are you ready to party, Mr. Kidd?
Because for the next 40 days, you're going to be in Lent, which means you can't do shit.
So
you. So you're. It's basically like getting the poison out before you go into Lent. And Ash Wednesday is the start of it. And it's basically to symbolize that Jesus walked the desert wandering and thinking about himself dying for 40 days before he gave himself up for the cross.
Isn't Ash Wednesday also when Paul Bear would throw ash in someone's eyes so Undertaker could cheat? That was also Ash Wednesday, right?
Okay.
Listen, there's only one Paul Bearer, and that was the one that played the horrible movie on Tampa's local TV station like back in the late 90s and whatnot. So
I'm just wondering how this all ties into gumbo and cemeteries.
Well, okay.
And the Army Corps of Engineers. Now explain this to me.
Well, Army Corps of Engineers are two. FEMA camps. Let's start at FEMA camps. Have you seen the mass graves?
Well, I don't think you're supposed to see them.
Well, they're not good at hiding them because Alex Jones has them on his website.
Yeah, he does have the documents.
Yeah, he does. In his hands. Hey, you want to get someone murdered at a pizza place? That sounds like a good idea.
Fucking just shoot at the counter guy for no reason.
You guys heard of
Bro, I'm just warming up slices. I don't know what the problem is.
You guys heard of the Pizzagate thing, right?
Uh-uh.
Yes.
Kind of.
It's fucking...
I'm aware there's a conspiracy underneath pizza establishments.
That's not the... Whatever.
I'm
not doing this again.
I don't know what the conspiracy is.
I am not doing this again.
Okay.
Doing what?
Pizzagate.
The whole thing. It's just.
Is a debunked conspiracy theory that emerged during 2016, which falsely claimed that John Podesta emails, which were leaked by WikiLeaks, contained coded messages referring to human trafficking and connecting a number of restaurants in the United States and members of the Democratic Party with a fabricated child sex ring. It has been extensively discredited. By a wide variety of organizations describe this fictitious.
Where does the pizza come
in? However, that's the thing though. They mixed it all together, made it sound like this wacky theory. James Alafanis is James Alafanis is a pedophile. So fuck him. He's a baby fucker. And he happens to own a pizza place.
Is that the legal term?
Yeah, I do believe that's the baby fucker.
I didn't know. I just watched American Crime Story. With O.J. Simpson, so I'm getting into the lawyer lingo.
Finally?
So good.
He just
so good.
He definitely seems like a guy who fucks babies, and he's involved in MoveOn.org. So it's just, there's that.
Well, you know what, guys? You could just stamp that. We're done.
I'm involved in MoveOnUp.org.
Where you're going to go to the east side.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
A deluxe apartment in the sky?
Well, I want a full four-bed, two-bath house, but
George Jefferson had a nice house.
Sure did. So where was the pizza in Pizzagate?
Oh, so this one of these pizza restaurants, they were spreading rumors that they were the child sex ring because the pizza thing their logo looked like the same symbol as a widely known thing that the FBI has found pedophiles use, like a symbol. So
are you talking about the pizza table in the middle of a pizza pie?
No.
Wait, what?
Yeah,
because
logo.
See if you notice,
there was a place called Comet. Comet Pizza.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And their logo looked like, according to some people, the same.
It wasn't Comet Pizza's logo. It was the pizza place that was two places down,
right,
and they
I'm
had
sorry.
It. But it's
right.
They were all, yeah, it's just.
Comet Pizza, somebody walked in and shot somebody at Comet Pizza.
They shot a gun.
Yeah.
Nobody got shot.
Boo got shot.
But I'm just saying, compared to, let's say, a normal Sunday afternoon in Chicago, you know, you're fine over at
Comet.
First off,
the first term is Chi-Town.
Okay, you're right.
All right.
College Park.
Thank you.
Sorry. My apologies to R. Kelly.
Yeah.
Well,
pissing on people.
This
no, seriously, after all this stuff coming out about other celebrities, my apologies to R. Kelly.
You know what? That's a very good point. Remember when we were shitting on R. Kelly? I'm not saying what R. Kelly did was right or wrong, but comparatively to some shit that's coming out on other people, he wasn't that bad.
Well, how are you going to make a video about pissing on people?
How
are
you going to make a video about pissing on people?
So that pizza conspiracy seemed pretty ironclad. How can I get involved?
Well, I guess you could just eat pizza.
Well, I already did that.
And just don't touch kids and you're fine.
Done and done.
That's pretty simple.
And what does it have to do with Ash Wednesday?
Oh, nothing.
I'm just saying James Alifanis is very baby fucker-ish.
If you say ish, I think it's fine. Why don't we move on to our first story, though?
Yeah, sorry.
How about that? No, it's fine.
Well, Kyle, do you now understand Ash Wednesday?
Do you understand Ash Wednesday now?
Yeah, I get it.
What did Jehovah...
do you want to believe in it now?
Yeah, totally. That sounds like a great idea.
You want to come on to Team Jesus?
It's a lot of fun.
No, get on board?
Now, Jehovah's Witnesses... I meant to ask, do they think like Jesus is the son of God or is he an angel? What do they believe?
No, they think he's the son of God.
Okay, I don't know. I don't know all the rules.
Yeah. But you don't do Ash Wednesday?
They're pretty similar to most Christian religions. Like, subtract. They only believe like a certain number of people are going to heaven.
144,000.
And they don't believe like a fiery hell is literal.
144,000.
Other than that, it's pretty much the same.
So basically, there's no fiery hell. We all go to just like the afterlife equivalent of like Ohio or Indiana.
No, they think like if you aren't like good and you don't either go to heaven or like go to paradise, then you're just dead. Like you're just nothing.
That's awesome. Well, that sounds great.
So,
which like they're on the right track, you know.
Because to me, I feel
it's
like
just you're also if you're good, there's still nothing.
If there's any kind of afterlife or heaven, I feel like eventually a caste system is eventually just going to settle in, and it's just going to be like every other
place
anyway.
The same thing.
So you know what? Just give me the other option, bro. I just would rather go back to nothingness. I'm not going to go to another state of consciousness.
You're right. You get to heaven, and you go.
Yeah,
and
I don't
you go. Oh my God, space Chicago is just as bad as regular Chicago.
Seriously, I don't want to go into the fucking, I don't want to go into the sixth dimension and find out I'm still a fucking nerd, you know? So give me the nothingness, please.
I'm still a nerd.
144,000 can have your faggotry.
I don't know if that's the right word.
So are you saying Jehovah's Witnesses don't get to celebrate birthdays, but they also don't have to put ash on their foreheads?
No, but Jay-Z does.
Have you ever slept for like... like a day and a half because you were sick.
Yeah, I've done that. When you have a flu or something.
Yes.
Yeah.
Times that by infinity.
that's
this
it.
Is what I'm talking about.
That sounds
it
fucking
doesn't
wonderful.
Sound that bad.
That's pretty sweet.
It sounds awesome.
Right?
Garfield's a boy, right? How a cartoon cat's gender identity launched a Wikipedia war.
Wait, can we do this story the way it should have been in America back in the day?
Sure.
All right, ask that question again.
Garfield's a boy, right?
Yeah, of course. Let's move on. That was easy. You see how easy America used to be?
That's a good point. That would have been
Jesus
simple.
Christ. What are you doing to us?
Garfield's the boy and Normals is the girl.
Enough identity politics.
Garfield is lazy. Garfield is a cat. Garfield likes lasagna. Is there really much more to say about Garfield?
You know what? I like lasagna too. Could someone order me a fucking...
Take a look at that cat.
Hey, you know what? I like lasagna, too. Now that I think about it, can somebody order me black market estrogen, please? I want to get some titties now.
Hashtag
Garfield's
titties now.
A boy, but what is Gazorpa's Orb Field?
What is that?
I'm just tired of like places like HuffPo and whatever place this is giving blog jobs
Washington,
to underpaid fat Asian girls with Asperger's.
Washington Post.
Oh, I love blog jobs. Oh, yeah.
No, that's Brazzers.
Oh, okay.
Wait, stop, dude. You're making me wet.
Garfield is lazy. Garfield's a cat. Is really much any more about Garfield. The character's not complicated since the comic debuted in 1978. Garfield's core qualities have shifted less than the most immobile cat himself. But this
is 2017.
A time. Go ahead, Marie.
A time of internet wars, social conundrums, and claims to competing evidence about Garfield's gender identity.
Why?
Wikipedia has had...
He's a cartoon cat. Who cares what he is? He's a cat. He's nothing.
He's a male orange Jew cat. It's
Hold on. How do you know he's Jewish?
Garfield?
Oh, okay. That's fair. You know what? That is a Jewish...
I don't know how much more identity you need here.
He's very grumpy on Mondays.
only on the ones where the banks are closed.
Listen, only a dude would be sending normal to Abu Dhabi. That's all I'm saying. He controls every single goddamn time.
He controls the cat media. Okay, go ahead.
Wikipedia had to put Garfield's page on lockdown last week after a 60-hour editing war. In which,
by the way, can you? This is how we fight now. A 60-hour editing war on Wikipedia.
In which the character's listed gender vacillated back and forth and intermittently like a cartoon version of Schrodinger's cat. Male one minute, not the next. He may have been a boy in 1981, but he's not now, one editor argued.
The voice of the cartoon was a boy's voice, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, it was signed off by the guy who started the cartoon, right?
Yeah.
The debate has spilled into the broader internet where a Heat Street writer complained of cultural Marxists bent on...
First of all, stop calling people that work at Heat Street writers, okay? They are bloggers.
They're bloggers.
Stop this. Stop it. Letting people identify as things.
Which one's Heat Street? Are they conservatives or liberals? I don't remember.
They're libertarian-esque, but they're owned by the fucking Fox News.
Oh, Fox News Corp. Yeah, they're.
It's a blog. It's not a real thing.
Okay. The Heat Street blogger complained of cultural Marxist bent on turning one of pop culture's
most iconic...
By the way,
Heat Street sounds like a Buxter Poindexter B-side.
That's it.
Go ahead.
Turning one of pop culture's most iconic men into a gender-fluid abomination.
Didn't Bill Murray do his voice in the movie?
That is also correct.
Twice. By the way, fun story I heard. Bill Murray only did the voice for Garfield because when the Ghostbusters TV show came out, the guy who did Garfield's voice did Bill Murray's voice in the cartoon, and they never asked Bill Murray, so he got mad. And just out of spite, he took the job away from the guy in the movie twice.
And correction, it wasn't Ghostbusters. It was the real Ghostbusters.
The real Ghostbusters, you're right.
But why is he being a fucking asshole? Was Bill Murray back then in his Scrooged fucking heights of fame? Was he really going to fucking take a TV animated gig with Slimer?
He wasn't. He just wanted to be asked.
Listen, I feel like this is like the Berenstain Bears... manufactured whatever bullshit that was going on. Like, it's spelled this way, it's spelled that way. Everyone's fucking wrong. So
this just me. You know what? Fuck Bill Murray and fuck his dumb brothers and fuck golf.
Okay, I agree with golf. let's work this backwards. I agree with golf.
What was that?
That was
that's Chelsea in the background.
Dying in the background.
Okay.
Fuck golf.
Well, seriously. Would you like to know how the origin of the fight started?
Oh, absolutely, Murray.
It all started with a comment Garfield's creator Jim Davis made 2 years ago in an interview with Mental Floss titled innocuously 20 Things You Might Not Know About Garfield. Between the sides plugs for Garfield DVDs.
People still buy DVDs?
Yep. Davis revealed a few harmless curiosities about the cat. Garfield is named Gustav in Sweden. Garfield,
but they killed him for not being covered up.
Garfield and his owner, John Arbuckle, live in Munis, Indiana. Is that Munis? Okay. Garfield is very universal, Davis told Mental Floss mid-interview. By virtue of being a cat, really, he's not really male or female or any particular race or nationality, young or old. This remark caused no fuss at first.
It's fucking ridiculous.
Until last week, when the satirist Virgil Texas dug the quote up and used it to make a bold claim and a bold move. And this is on Twitter, so it must be true. Fact, Garfield has no gender. This is canon.
Virgil Texas was the one that did it.
Can I just make an appeal out there to everybody in America?
Absolutely.
Everybody out there, particularly everybody west of the Rockies, can you stop being a bunch of faggots, please? Can you just, I'm asking you nicely, please... to stop being a bunch of faggots. Just leave Garfield alone. Who cares? Garfield's not even that interesting. His comic strip, they'd add a new animal every week because he was that uninteresting.
A brief note about Virgil Texas. He's been known to troll before.
Really?
The writer once co-created a fictional pundit called Carl the Dig Diggler to parody the media and annoy Nate Silver. But Texas told the Washington Post he was only concerned about Garfield canon in this case. Texas said he came across David's old quote while watching a five-hour live-action dark interpretation of Garfield. Yes, really. So he invented a Wikipedia editor named David the Milk Milkberg last week and changed Garfield's gender from male to none.
So even his alter ego, Milkberg, is Jewish.
Almost instantly, the universe of Garfield fans clawed in. A Wikipedia editor reverted Garfield's gender back to male less than an hour after Texas's change. 1 minute later, someone in the Philippines made Garfield genderless again, and so on. Behind the scenes, Wikipedia users debated how to resolve the raging edit war. Every character, including Garfield himself, constantly refers to Garfield unambiguously as male and always using male pronouns. One editor wrote, listing nearly three dozen comic strips across nearly four decades to prove the point. The one where John tells Garfield, good boy, before Garfield shoves a newspaper into his own owner's mouth. The one where the cat's magical talking bathroom scale, probably a proxy for Garfield himself, refers to Garfield as a young man and a boy. But another editor argued only one of those examples looks at self-identification.
All right, question, stop right there.
Question, yeah, question. Yeah. So this whole identity politics thing, are the LGBTQ community, are they not happy enough that the owner of Garfield was like half a fag?
But here's the thing.
Who had like a bunch of animals living in his house. Like that wasn't good enough. Like he's already.
Here's the thing though. The LGBTQ community isn't the one doing it. It's other people. Do you understand? It's actually people that don't give a shit that just like stirring it. That's what they're doing. This guy's an admitted troll. That's what he was doing.
Got one fucking. They just got way too much time on their hands.
That's
like,
what
this
it
is really goddamn annoying.
They sit there like this.
Just the more and more that goes on and on.
Who cares about Garfield's gender? He's a fucking cat that hasn't been relevant in how many years?
Seriously.
What's the last Garfield comic you've read?
I don't know, but I remember it was something. I hate Mondays.
That's good. Why does Garfield hate Mondays? He's a cat. Doesn't have a job.
Yeah, what is it about Monday? You would think it would be a great day because your owner feeds you, leaves the house for a little while, you know, after the weekend, you get a little break.
Yeah, what are you working so hard?
I was only watching Garfield.
You know how expensive it is to ship normal to Abu Dhabi?
Very expensive. A lot of postage
That's
used.
A lot of money.
And he does it really like is. Once a week.
It really is.
I mean, she is annoying, though.
Listen, all I know is that I watched Garfield and Friends in the early 90s at 11 o'clock in the morning on CBS. That's all I know.
Yes, so. I watched it too, but it was mostly because I wanted to also watch Animaniacs, and I think it came around the same time.
I fucking hated the way they used to block those shows in the morning because they would always slip filler in every like hour and a half. Yes. So you'd be like, son of a bitch, I wanted to do this and then right into X-Men and then Gargoyles, have to put in a fucking, you know, stuff.
I just wanted to watch Bugs Bunny and Friends. It's all I wanted to fucking watch.
Even worse.
And Batman the Animated Series.
When they realized they thought kids didn't give a shit about episodic episodes, so they wouldn't even air them in the right order.
No,
like one week they would have a cliffhanger.
Yeah,
you know,
you'd be watching X-Men and then they're like, hey, fuck stick, they were surrounded by sentinels at the end of last week.
Exactly.
And now you're telling me they're just hanging out at the pool,
dude.
And now fuck, what the fuck, man?
Exactly. Like they finished the story, like they would just throw the episodes out of order. It would be, and I noticed that, like, or Darkwing Duck episode with a cliffhanger. It's like, what the fuck are you
have
doing?
You know what? Have a little bit of pride, okay? Stop trying to just sell me toys.
Yeah.
At least give me, you know, sequences.
Give children the benefit of the fucking doubt sometimes. I really think they notice things, you know?
I really think they do.
Hey, what was that, Echo?
Sorry.
It's like, honestly, I remember when I was a kid and the Mountie ruined wrestling for me.
Remember the Mountie?
Yeah, the Mountie was the first guy I ever saw that just threw a really bad fake punch. And I was done with it.
Remember
for a while.
When he had the taser, and he with the cow taser?
Oh, a boss man.
Yeah, he was tasing.
I remember that guy.
He was tasing. Wow. One of the worst gimmicks of all time, the Mountie. Right? We have to agree.
Oh yeah.
It's
now who was the gimmicky like British guy that was always like super proper and everything
British
else?
Bulldog? No, you're Stephen Regal.
No.
Stephen Regal.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, that guy. Fuck that guy.
He wasn't always proper guy though. He was. No, because for a while he was. He's a man. such a man. And he came out and they had him like fucking bulldoze and shit. Like wearing flannels.
Wasn't IRS the proper guy? He was like supposed to be like a like a tax attorney.
Urban R. Scheister.
Urban R. Scheister, man. What a great That's not a good name to have if you work in the government. You, I mean, you're shysting people right off the bat.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I never got why him and Million Dollar Man teamed
up.
That's
what it was. I was just thinking, I'm like, who did they team up with?
Money Inc.
Money Inc. didn't make any sense because why would a billionaire be like, let's hang out, tax guy? Like you know what I mean? They're natural enemies. They would be natural enemies.
Here's the thing. You're right. And you know who would, you should attack team was IRS and the Repo Man. Yeah. They would work together. Yes, Marie.
Hey. Were there arch rivals? Wasn't it like Bret the Hitman Hart and Shawn Michaels when they were together?
We have a caller.
They were always going against.
We have a caller. Hi, caller. Who's this?
Let's go to the phones.
Hey, it's Sully.
What up, dude?
Hey, man.
How's it going, guys and gals?
Which is this the Sully from Godsmack or the guy who landed the plane with the birds?
Well, either way, I'd probably have a lot more money now, wouldn't I? Just saying. Just putting it out there.
Sully Show, Sully.
Sully Show's coming back next week, right, bud?
Yes, it is. Next Tuesday, live, 7:30 Eastern.
You making the tour?
Dutch Royce.
He's opening for us, Dutch. That's right. The Sully Show will be coming on right before us.
All right. Just some advice here, Sully. This time around, work a little less blue. You know, you're better than that.
Yeah,
I like blue. Just saying.
But, so you're coming back and...
Samantha, stop it. Oh, sorry.
It's okay.
I got the baby on my lap.
That's okay. It's good to know you're still edgy as ever.
Hey, you know what? Someone's got to be, you know?
Baby's
bring in an infant. Let's get more viewers that way. She's cute and adorable.
Oh, man, you should dangle it.
Did you jump the shark?
You should do a throwback to, like, what was that, over, like, 10 years ago when White Ass Brent did it on Cringe Humor Radio, and he just dangled his baby in front of a camera.
Did he?
You don't remember that?
No.
Oh, it was hilarious.
Are you serious?
Oh, it was pre-Michael Jackson, I think.
Oh, my God.
It was either, it was pre-Michael Jackson, or because I remember it being a thing when Michael Jackson, when we brought that up, and everybody was like, do you have the screen grab of White Ass Brent dangling? But he wasn't doing it like a dick. Like, it was in a house in front of a webcam, like over the crib, and it wasn't, I don't know, you had to be there. It was funny.
It's, yeah.
The thing is, I won't have to worry about that so much, so. But most of the time, the baby will actually be in bed. Thank God.
Well, I'm glad you guys are coming back, man. How long have you been off for?
Almost a year.
Jesus.
Because, let me see here. When I actually put in a bid for our condo, my wife was still pregnant, and we had to come off the air because we were searching for houses and stuff still. So now we're back. Studio is built, and we're ready to go.
That's awesome, dude. Seriously, that's great. So what time is it next week again?
7:30.
7?
We're
going
to go all the way. Yeah, we're going to go all the way up to Dutch and Royce, my friend.
That's awesome. Maybe we'll do a little crossover at the beginning.
That'd be nice.
Yeah.
We can do that.
Yeah, we'll figure that out. That's awesome.
I'm sure you guys will beat up on us. You know, like
no. Why? Wow.
When have we ever?
We're nice people.
We're really nice.
We are nice people.
We're trying to change.
Yeah, but don't worry. I'm only around for a couple days, and then I gotta, you know. So,
as a matter of fact, I think I think it was Mersh that said, "Yeah, I hardly listen, or I'll even interact with you guys."
I've never said that.
I believe that's the exact quote.
That pretty much sounds like you.
No, I'm sure it was something to the effect of I hardly interact with anyone.
That's true.
Something to that effect. But,
that's a good point. All right, dude. Hey, man. True. Thanks for calling in. But seriously, we'll be listening. And plug your shit. Plug your shit. What do you want to plug besides the show?
The Sully Show, 7:30s on More Like Radio. You can also check out our website, thesullyshow.com, our Twitter, at The Sully Show, and of course, once it's up and running, our Patreon account.
Awesome.
And hey, you guys...
Help us get some money to pay the bills, you know?
You guys don't have to stand by any statements I make, right, on the air? So I'm going to say big show coming up. The first Sully Show, check it out. He's going to have Bernie Sanders debating Richard Spencer. It's going to be humongous. Tune in. It's going to be big. And I promise you, it's just me, Mersh.
Oh, yeah.
I promise you that's going to happen.
It is.
More like radio doesn't promise you. Or a Sully Show, but I promise it's happening.
Get him on the phone.
You never know.
Just get any get any old guy to just yell about money. He'll be fine.
I'm sure you could get Spencer. I mean, he's usually so busy getting kicked out of things. I'm sure at this point he'd just want to come in and enjoy the air conditioning.
Hey, it's possible, my friends. You never know.
Could I come debate Nazis?
We're trying to get a lot more bigger guests on the show, not just, you know, YouTube sensations, which, believe me, they're famous in their own right. They work hard
YouTube
at what they do.
YouTube sensations are great, like PewDiePie, who's now, everyone hates him now.
For making
what
a joke.
What happened with that?
Oh, he made a joke,
he
you know?
He made one joke, by the way. The guy really didn't
know. Well, no, I will say this. I follow PewDiePie, and he's made a couple jokes. Well, I will say he's made a couple of jokes, and he's... There is an air about PewDiePie where I'm like, eh. It's kind of like when you hear like the seventh girl say something rapey about a guy, and you finally go, I don't know about this guy. Yeah, some about PewDiePie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think he's, you know, big.
Yeah. All right, Samantha. All right. I need to go now. She's hungry.
No. All right, man.
I know. When you have a kid, you have to kind of, you know, feed them.
I will never know, sir, so that's great.
Bro, you don't have to, bro. Don't listen to what the government tells you to do.
Yeah, he's right. Real libertarians don't feed their kids.
No, they don't. They let the
that's a fact.
No, they let the free market decide. Yeah,
the free market.
The free market will take care of your kid.
Free market will decide if the baby's eating. Everybody knows that.
Exactly.
Gary Johnson did it.
Corrected.
Yeah. Gary Johnson didn't feed his kids, and he climbed the mountain.
Libertarian right, baby. That's the way to go.
Hand me in the chat room. No one cares about kids.
Where are the roads? Who's going to build the roads? Where we're going, we don't need roads. Free market, baby.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me.
Later, Sally.
See you guys next week. It's going to be wonderful.
Yeah, later, dude.
Later, Sulky.
Bye.
His calls are always
so
clear.
Right. No one cares about kids because I work with kids, so I definitely don't care.
Oh, yeah. Mark knows all about other people not caring about
kids. But you work with kids?
Yeah.
When it comes to caring about human beings, kids are like second to last on society's list, and then old people are dead last.
Old people are definitely last.
Nobody gives a shit about old people. Ugh. Because they make you uncomfortable. You just when you see them, you're like, oh, God, at best, I'm going to be that one day.
All I want to know is where do old people buy their jeans and cologne? Because they all go to the same store.
It's the same pair that they've had since like 47.
Dracar Noir.
Jinkos.
Yeah, and they pretty much shop. They all shop at Kmart, the same section, I believe.
And Marshalls.
Marshalls.
TJ Maxx, mostly.
Old people, when you need to find triangle pants. Is your butt flat and wide? Are your ankles somewhere?
Somewhere.
Come to Triangle Pants Store. You're old. It's safe. Don't worry, youngins won't be there.
Oh, God. No one will be on our lawn. A woman says she's too fat to wear a seatbelt, so she shouldn't have to.
Well, okay. Is there more to that?
Here's the video. I'm trying to play.
No, that was it. We're moving on. That was it.
And we all...
Wait, what?
There she is.
Wait, it's racist because...
A woman who was filmed not wearing a seatbelt said she can't wear the safety device because it doesn't fit her. In a video rant recorded by a passenger, the New Zealand motorist says that she could not sue if she crashes her car because belts should be made bigger.
I remember this chick.
Lay off me, I'm starving.
Yeah, I saw the screen caps of this chick. She's a animal. Yeah,
big heifer.
In the footage, she is heard saying, if they're going to give
me... Is she a great big fat person?
if you're going to give me a fine for not...
I love catching Marie off guard.
She's a big girl. She reminds me of like every wrestler that lost to Hulk Hogan in the late 80s, early 90s. Just any generic.
New Zealand?
Any
then
generic.
Maybe she should stop having second prefixes. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
So is that a race? No.
Oh, well, here's why it's racist. You have to follow the trail, right? So she's fat. Why is she fat?
She's
she
fat
eats
Kiwi.
Too much. What is she eating? Probably rice and beans. She's Hispanic, racist.
She's not Hispanic.
She's New Zealander. She's a fat Kiwi.
All right, so she's eating Vegemite sandwiches or whatever they eat
down there.
She's
New Zealand, so she's essentially from Australia's Canada.
Right.
That's a good point.
You just have to follow what she's eating, and then therefore it makes it
racist. I thought New Zealand was Australia's Alabama.
No, it's Australia's Canada.
No, Australia is the world's Alabama.
Yeah, just like right. Scotland is England's Canada.
What is Tasmania?
That's where the Tasmanian devil lives.
Oh, okay.
Everyone knows that.
Got it.
Even babies know that.
Yeah.
Fat babies?
You're worse
than
a baby.
In a video rant recorded by the pastor, the New Zealand motorist says that she couldn't sue if she got a red that.
She said something crikey. Me fat arms can't get around the seatbelts. Oh, yeah. Happy day.
That is a really good.
I can't get the belt around my waist.
You should stick with that one. I'm dead on.
You got to throw a boomerang on to get it.
I believe one of your failed companies was actually a seatbelt extender for fat people.
Yeah, it was.
Do you remember the name? Do you remember the name of the company?
Crikey, me blood pressure's high.
Dutch, you've never said it before. I'm setting you up to make up a fake company.
Oh, I don't do that anymore. I don't do that anymore either.
Hey, could you send us an email with a breakdown of everything you don't do anymore? Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I retired that bit, bro. It's been over 11 years.
I'm not on my game tonight. I'm very tired. I apologize.
Sorry for trying to punt you an easy layup.
Yeah, also, I know. Also, send us a list of nights you're going to be on your game.
By the way, Marie Sports references. Hold on. Marie Sports references are horrible. Hold on. No, I know you guys missed it, but Marie goes, I was trying to punt you another layup.
An easy layup.
Stop trying to use sport references and try to be one of the guys. It didn't work. I tried to punt you another layup, the home run.
Dutch yellow cards me. And then he's all like, water polo.
I'm in the penalty box now.
Listen, I was trying to get the dominoes into the basket for you. What is that? That's not even an analogy that makes sense.
Punt you a layup.
Oh, shit. In the footage. Are you watching the sports ball?
Yeah, tip assist.
In the footage, she is heard saying, if they're going to give me a fine for not fitting my seatbelt.
Then give me another McRib.
If they're going to give me a fine for not fitting my seatbelt, it's racist. Didn't they think the whole world is skinny? First off, race has nothing to do with weight.
No, yeah, it has everything
first of
to
all,
do.
Race has nothing to do with you looking like the thing from, what was that, robot movie? Or the big, what's the big white thing? I don't even know what the, see, I don't know anything
about it. I'm just going to let you drown in the shallow end.
No, the big hero. That's what it was.
I'm not throwing you a life preserve. I know what you're talking about, but I want to see you figure it out.
There's her picture.
Jesus Christ. Her arm, her forearm looks like an entire baby.
She doesn't maybe even look like the fattest person I've ever seen driving a car. Like, we've got more fat people here in the United States.
Yeah, I agree.
So.
She looks like Nia Jax.
Is she Aborigine?
See, that's racist.
See, that is racist.
There's that's actually the racist. Pretty racist.
What's the correct term?
No, see, they're only in Australia, and she's New Zealand.
There's Aboriginal New Zealand.
I believe the proper term is Kiwi.
I'm pretty sure when Lord of the Rings was filming over there, they got rid of all that.
I don't think that's how it works.
I'm pretty sure Weta just cleared it out.
Are you calling people from New Zealand orcs?
Are you saying that Peter Jackson had a huge euthanization of Aborigines to film there?
Yeah, it's a well-known fact.
I don't think it's well-known.
I think that she might have some sort of, like a Polynesian Samoan like blood in her system. She might be some kind of pineapple nigger.
No, hey, that's not the right word. That's a hard R. That's a hard R.
See, Mersh, we stopped doing that a while ago.
Oh, sorry. Nobody told me.
Pineapple.
I haven't been getting the memos.
No, we've been giving the memos to you. You're just not reading them.
She has Polynesian. She has Polynesian sauce coursing through her veins.
Oh, I love Polynesian sauce.
Footage of the woman driving was posted to Facebook and has
since
been
the internet could ridicule her?
Her question is met with hysterical laughter by her passenger, who questioned the woman to why she didn't have her belt on. The woman suggests that being fat is a race when explaining why
it's not a race.
It is to her.
She shouldn't have to drive because she's stupid, because fat is not a race.
No, it's not. I agree.
And that's all there is to it.
If they're going
Did Royce's mic go out?
No, I don't think so.
What are you talking about? Can everybody hear me?
Can you hear us?
I can hear you.
It sounded like it was going in and out for a second.
No, I'm fine. No, you're going in and out a bit.
That's just your level of effort.
That's exactly.
By the way, Royce, you nailed him.
I did. Thanks, bro. If they're going to give me a fine for not... Oh,
a lot of ganging up going on.
I could... Well, you know what? Maybe it's because you're fucking laying there on the floor about to pass out. We're just kicking you at this point.
It really is. Just straight bullying.
We're jumping on him.
Yeah, maybe you come out swinging. I'll start swinging with you against somebody.
He's weak. Let's kick him.
Get him. Get him.
Dutch is like that meme with the guy poking something with a stick. Do something.
Yeah.
Do radio stuff.
Be more funny.
I know. I'm sorry.
Two get prison for threatening party and waving Confederate flag.
Oh, yeah.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
Have a good day. Bye. Have a good day. Bye.
Okay, this is one of the... In 2015, a large group of people threatened violence and waved Confederate flags at a black child's birthday party in Georgia.
Yeah, by the way, can we get it without the fucking emotionally manipulative Deuce Ex Machina
yeah,
the music?
A good point. Why
and all the fucking voiceover? Could you just give me the story, please,
yeah,
in the clip?
Without the background music, it's just a bunch of people saying bye and have a good day, which actually sounds very polite.
Have a blessed day. Would you like to take a plate with you?
This people. Dun, 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 dun.
What if we try it with different music? You think it changes the mood?
Yeah, of course it always changes the mood.
Play Vanessa Carlton.
And I would drive around 1,000 miles just to make racist comments.
All right, let's
but yeah.
All right, let's watch the video with this music.
Oh yeah, hey,
you go.
One. Bye.
Oh, this is hilarious now.
Much better.
Wait, can I pick one?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, I got one too.
Sure. Well, Dutch, what's yours? So you have yours queued up, right?
Oh, yeah.
Remember we determined that this song makes everything better?
Just, and it's a bunch of trucks for those of you that are listening with just Confederate flags and people with what appear to be guns standing on the back of them.
Like in the back of them, but
Do Rocky Like a Hurricane by the Scorpions. Just give it a real good, like, these guys, you know they're coming out hard. I'm surprised they weren't blasting something out of their trucks.
Well, they were racism.
Well, yeah. Yeah, see, now it's not so bad. Now it just looks like they're at an Eddie Money show. Now it just looks like they're tailgating. See, now this could be a tailgate at any college football game in America.
You know what?
Right before the Daytona 500 just this past weekend.
Exactly. Anywhere in northern Florida or Georgia. Those people are harmless.
Oh, man.
They're just some good old boys. Never made
I have
it
one
no
other
harm.
Song that makes everything better.
Well, the guy got 13 years.
Making their way the only way they know how.
It says Joe Ismael Torres, 26, and Kyle Ray Norton, 25, were part of a group.
Why do they always add the middle name when they're...
Because it sounds better.
Hold on a second. That is a good point. Kayla Ray, I could totally see. Jose Ismael, no self-respecting Hispanic man is ever going to have his middle name included for this
shit. Why is a guy named Jose Ismael fucking yelling racist? Jose Ismael Torres, he's a Spanish guy. We're part of a group of 15 people who disrupted the 8-year-old's party.
No me gusta los negros en su cumpleaños.
That's racism, man. I love to racism, bro.
Hey, bro, I just want these darkies out of my neighborhood. They're lowering my property values. Get out, puto.
More so.
Like, he's just trying to blend in, and, like, the other KKK guys are so dumb they don't pick up on it.
Yeah, what's up with him?
Man, Jose Ismael, he's good people, man.
Or as they would say... El KKK.
He's like Juice, K-K-K. Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah, except Juice just trying to blend in.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Hey, listen, I hate Juice too, brother. They run all the banks and then they do my overdraft fees.
This Mexican white supremacist isn't working out for us,
man. El Blanco Supremos.
I hate Jews and I hate Jew and I definitely hate Jew, Jose, but I definitely most of all hate you.
Hey, man, I'll tell you what. Jose's good people, man. He can bang out like 12, 15 crosses in like 4 minutes.
He's so
fast. You just put the plywood in front of him, hammer, move on.
And it's cheap as shit.
I mean, it's really helping our productivity when you could burn crosses on more lawns. You get to cover more ground that way.
Roof brandish.
Thank God for Jose.
Jose dated Kayla Ray specifically because it rhymed with his name?
Kayla Ray and Jose. Yeah. Roof brandished Confederate flags and several photographs that came to light soon after his arrest had said he intended to start a race war with the
Where the fuck is Jose even flying a Confederate flag in the first place? What the hell is wrong with you, Jose?
That's right. Get the hell out of here. Go back to the social services office. Hey, while you're at it, renew my EBT card too.
Torres and Norton were found guilty Monday of yelling racist slurs and threatening to kill partygoers.
You know what it is?
Even the kids.
All this saber rattling by Trump about just deporting people. They're just trying to blend in any way they know how.
Yeah, you're right.
Hey, man, let's just go down and pretend to be in the KKK. Their some numbers are really low, bro. They'll take us.
They're hiding.
They need all the help they can get. Everybody's punching them.
Fucking guys, man.
Maybe I can get my green card in there.
I swear, man, racists are like Christians. They're just slowly giving up more and more of themselves as we get modernized. They're like, no, it's cool. The gay thing's fine now. It's cool. Hey, half black's fine. Whatever. Hey, like everybody you just keep getting boxed into a corner.
It's really weird. Now you're shopping at Whole Foods with neo-Nazis. And you don't even know it anymore.
And you're like, yo, should we go punch that Nazi in the face? No, that's my buddy.
They were among four people in the group charged with felonies. The other two pleaded guilty, serving shorter prison sentences. Torres was sentenced to 13 years in prison. Norton is
Ed Norton in American History.
He came
Norton.
Hey, Boston Smiley coming your way.
Hey, you see this, huh? It means not fucking welcome.
The USA doesn't mean USA.
Oh man. I'm telling you, Zionism is poisoning America.
I love racist men. Because the voice does not go with what he's
saying. I'm telling you right now, man, Israel wouldn't exist without us, man.
Without Mexico?
We need to stop supporting Israel.
What? Oh, fuck.
Shit.
That's the thing. When you're a little, you know, minority group in this day and age, you have to expand somewhere.
Yeah. You're right. You know,
to keep going, you're going to have to bring
God
in...
Goddamn, Mexicans are even taking white supremacist jobs! God damn, this is what Trump's talking about. You can't, it's not even safe for white supremacists to be Klansmen anymore. There's Mexicans under the hoods.
There's just a bunch of there's like a bunch of Mexican and Guatemalan guys right now, and they're trading in their lowriders for overalls and pickup trucks.
And F-150s.
Yeah, and they're crying a little bit like, sir, do you want to take it out for one last spin? Oh no, it's cool. It's just fine.
Whatever, take it. Oh, God.
Some of them already had Ford F-150s, let's be quite frank. It's anywhere in the Southwest.
We'll take our work anywhere. It's just amazing. They're taking our job. They're more racist than us.
Just a bunch
God damn it.
A bunch of 4'5" KKK members with Eddie Guerrero mullets coming out of the back of their hoods.
You're right. It would be just, you know how mad they would be? Can you imagine? God damn it!
I mean, it would be perfect. Mexicans love wearing masks.
Oh, my God.
It was Jim Crow laws, not Jose Crow laws.
Oh, man.
Or in Spanish, I guess it would be Jose Pajaro.
I have to say our potlucks got much better now that we have tacos.
Listen, man, we're going to blend in, and then we're going to chick these gringos into helping us spring El Chapo.
Just the KKK breaks El Chapo out.
Listen, Steve, I don't want to start anything here, but I'm pretty sure Jose isn't white, and I don't know why he's in the crew.
Is that Pastor Royce?
Pastor Royce would never be a white supremacist.
You know what you sound like right now? You sound like a xenophobe. It sounds like you're not open to progressive thought. That's what it sounds like to me.
You're not open to Xena Warrior Princess.
Perhaps we could strengthen our numbers and better ourselves by letting more folk in.
Progressive white supremacist may be better than Mexican white supremacist.
Maybe you need to broaden your horizons just a little bit.
Those words coming out of that accent are so weird.
Maybe you need to expose yourself to different literature. Maybe educate yourself a little bit.
Jews are actually white too.
We do like a racist, a non-binary racist white supremacist or something like that? Where
non-binary.
My progressive racist sounds like Dewey Crow from Justified.
That's a good one.
You're not gonna start busting my head again, Raylan.
Fucking Dewey Crow's the man. Love Dewey.
Oh, fuck.
Maybe you need to look into some Eastern literature, maybe some Hinduism, some Buddhism type stuff. You know, those people are real Zen.
All I'm saying is that there is a lot more tamales at our barbecue, and I don't understand what's happened.
But they are delicious.
I'm not saying they're not delicious, Marie. I'm saying that that's not our food.
Are you going to finish yours?
No, I'm going to finish it. It's good. I told you it's good. Leave my tamales. Actually, let me get another one. They're pretty good. They're pretty good at them. I'm not going to lie. Say what you want about the wet bags. They know how to cook. That's
and,
for sure.
And what are these things called? Arepas.
They're delicious.
I mean, you can't totally be mean to the Mexicans. They got half European blood as it is.
They drink Bud Light just like us. Did
exactly,
you know that?
Exactly, with Clamato juice in it.
Which I mean, is weird. They just call it two X's and we have three K's, so why not?
Why not? Who cares? All right, let's go to break. When we come back, more lunacy. Maybe we'll get some more stories. Go. Warlock Radio!
Hey, listeners. Yes, that means you. Missed your favorite Morlike Radio shows live? No problem. Just go to morelikeradio.com/downloads. That's morelikeradio.com/downloads. Morlike Radio's RSS feed works with your iThings, Zooms, Androids, Windows Phone, and anything else that can subscribe to an RSS feed. If you're so awesome that you only get your podcasts from iTunes, you can subscribe to our feed in iTunes by clicking the Subscribe to iTunes link right on the Downloads page. So what are you waiting for? Download More Like Radio podcasts and subscribe to our feed now. Yes, right now. Do it.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Are you too broke to go to the movies, yet want to go anyway? No problem. Just go to www.dealflix.com and use the promo code MLR to get 10% off your ticket purchase. Some movie theaters charge between $11 and $18 per ticket. Don't be stupid and pay that much. Just go to dealflix.com using the promo code MLR and you'll get 10% off your ticket purchase. Again, that's dealflix.com, promo code MLR.
MoreLikeRadio.com, a new standard in internet radio.
By the way,
the Nerd Hour.
Bless Sonny Show!
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Prep Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. No! Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
You're listening to Atomicast.
Warlike Radio!
Talk Radio Meltdown.
Yeah, exactly. The book is fucking funny, though.
Oh, yeah.
Of the few books I've read.
You read it?
Yeah. I read a book and it didn't have pictures in it. And they didn't pop up at me.
It also didn't moo when you pushed a button.
Talk Radio Meltdown.
Hey, you didn't say yes when I proposed to you. You said don't be a dick, and then you punched me right in the vault, boy.
Oh, because you're a cunt.
Talk Radio Meltdown on More Like Radio. Every Friday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern. Listen live at morelikeradio.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We can make him better than he was before. Better, stronger, faster. A new night, a new time. The Sully Show returns to More Like Radio, Tuesdays, 7:30 p.m. Eastern, before Dutch and Royce. Tuesday nights will never be the same.
Hey, everyone, it's Joe from the Cousin Joe Show, along with
Dan from the Cousin Joe Show.
What a coincidence. We're talking about our documentary. What's it called, Dan?
It's called No Station Required.
Now, this is the new promo, because the old one...
The old promo.
It has a link that leads to nowhere.
Nowhere.
So we're making a new one.
It is the link to nowhere.
Okay.
What?
Huh?
Hmm?
We're going to...
Edit this?
Yes. If you go to nostationrequired.com or cousinjoshow.com, you can click on you can click on the PayPal to donate to the film, because I'm still in like $7,000-$8,000 credit card debt for the cameras and all the other equipment that I have. So that'd be cool if you could do that. NoStationRequired.com. And also, oh, what's the other thing, Dan? Oh, our show.
Our show.
Those. When's that?
The Cousin Joe. Why are we nights 7 to 10?
Yes.
On Thursday nights?
Eastern.
Eastern. Yeah.
On where?
On More Like Radio.
Dot fucking com.
Fuck that com.
More Like Radio listeners, do you consider yourself a movie fan? Interested in finding out the latest entertainment news via the big screen and small? Well, have your faith shaken no more. With the help of Chris Wetton and Mark Nixon, listen to our epic podcast, The Real Thing, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 p.m., exclusively on morelikeradio.com.
Hey, it's Royce. Introduce everyone.
That's in parentheses. Don't actually say that.
Fuck! Okay, let's try again. Hey, it's Bob.
Nope.
Introduce it.
That's not your name.
Did we do it?
Hi, I'm Eric Nagel.
No! That's his name!
Wait.
You're listening to It's Royce Lopez. I'm Eric Nagel. Thanks for listening. Hey, it's Royce. Anne Marie.
Hey.
Dutch.
Dutch.
Kyle.
Hi.
Mark.
Hey.
And John.
Hi.
When you're done listening to this week's episode of It's Eric Nagel, you should check out the Hippo Juice podcast for More Like Radio.
Hey, it's Royce.
No.
Hi, I'm Marie.
No, stop. When you're done listening to this week's episode of It's Eric Nagel, you should check out the Hippo Juice podcast for More Like Radio. We talk about comedy things and news stories.
Florida stories.
And yeah, also that it's on iTunes, Google Play.
Where else?
Our MySpace page.
No.
So just search More Like Radio and you'll find Hippo Juice and a whole bunch of other cool shows. And if you want to listen live, every Wednesday, 7 p.m., morelikeradio.com, you could find our show.
/live. So remember, sign up for the Hippo Juice podcast on More Like Radio.
And make sure you keep listening to It's Eric Nagel, because that guy rules. Boom. Promo.
There we go.
Nailed it. Good job.
There you go, Eric.
About as good as we're going to do.
Nailed it.
Morelikeradio.com. Because mean people need to laugh, too.
I am suddenly overwhelmed with regret. It's a new feeling for me, and I don't find it at all pleasurable.
You regret that embarrassing photos of you aren't online?
No, I regret that they're lost. They were the one perfect memorial to who I once was. And I should have appreciated those firm, round mammae and calipigeon ass while I had them.
If you're talking about your body, I think you still look amazing.
Then allow me to offer you some advice. Take 1,000 naked pictures of yourself now. You may currently think, oh, I'm too spooky. Or nobody wants to see these tiny boobies. But believe me, one day you will look at those photos with much kinder eyes and say, dear God, I was a beautiful thing.
Will I?
Mm. Oh, and make sure you submit those photos to the internet. Otherwise, your own children will go looking for them one day, and tragically, they won't.
Second hour, Hippo Juice Show, 954-573-2780. This is the Swing Growers, if you want to check them out. They're pretty cool.
That's enough of that.
Enough of that.
No more fun.
No more fun for anybody. Back, thank you for joining us. That was a very, very fun first hour.
Quite fun.
I had no fun.
Mersh is calling people fuck faces in the chat, which is wonderful.
That's his way of having fun.
That's Maddie, though. That's come on
right now.
That's Maddie, Matt.
That's right.
That's he's old school.
Yeah, he's back
he's
in the day.
He's OG, Maddie.
He's OG, Matt. Yeah. Not to be confused with OG Matt from Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
Very confusing.
And Eric, it's Eric Nagel's show. But welcome back, the second hour. So,
oh, the guy from Big Kev's Geek Stuff who was good.
The good guy, yeah. That's not nice. Accurate. Accurate, but not nice.
That is the one bonding factor that Merch and I have. I don't really like Kev.
You know what Big Kev has never done for me in my life?
Made you laugh?
Anything. So I don't give a shit.
He threw away Dutch's cigarettes.
I didn't just lose a Nike endorsement because I took a shot at Big Kev. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah, I don't like him either.
All right, then. But we all agree OG Matt's great.
Oh, I love him. He's amazing.
Oh, Matt's great.
Great guy. Marie's story?
Oh, I guess we'll just do good that
segue.
Then.
Marie's story?
I guess we'll just do that. Malaysia charges
That's not a real country.
Malaysia, the gayest country you're
named. Wait, let me guess. Malaysia charges $2 for plane tickets now.
Nobody goes there.
Where is Malaysia?
Oh, no. One way.
Trying to drive to Micronesia. Hey, can I get a flight halfway to Antarctica, please?
You have to kill the Malaysian prime minister. Oh!
$2 tickets.
You can read minds?
Oh, shit.
Basically, all we know about Malaysia is from Zoolander. Oh, we're in
cool
trouble.
Cool story, Hansel.
Malaysia charges two women.
In Spanish, it would actually be translated to Bad Asia.
Yes, it would.
No.
Malaysia.
God.
Ew.
No, I'm a goose.
I just got that really gross feeling that you get, like, after 2 days of doing coke.
I shouldn't joke about this. Ew. I did this.
Well, they're charging two women with murder and Kim Jong-nam death.
Yeah, Kim Jong-il's brother who...
I heard
uncle?
About that, yeah.
I don't God like damn. This. I don't like this your last name is your first name shit that he do in North Korea. They need to stop that.
Yeah, it's weird. Malaysia charged two women with the...
Which is the bad Korea?
The
North.
Both of them, really, when you think about it.
Okay.
North.
South is pretty bad, too. You've obviously never owned an LG device.
Yeah.
You fucking hate them, too.
What about an LGBT device?
You've never owned a Kia.
Listen, I don't want to own any mentally ill devices. Thanks.
All true. However, I did listen to a K-pop little radio podcast about how they pretty much locked down their K-pop stars from 5 years old to 29.
They signed contracts, right?
And they're not allowed to date, and they have to hide relationships, not have sex, not have dates.
Yeah.
They wake up at 4 a.m. and go hiking to stay skinny enough. It's just, oof.
Yeah, these K-pop people are. Did you
know? Then how do you explain Psy then?
Remember when we posted the K-pop?
He's male.
We posted the thing of us making fun of the K-pop people, and we got a barrage of people hating on us. Like,
oh, you know, I hear that. We haven't done an update in a while. I'll look it up.
See if there's any new comments, because every day there's new comments.
Yeah. We've mocked the Japanese for a long time for being really ultra fucking weird.
Is that when we dropped two bombs on them?
But that's what I was about to get to. They're ultra weird, and we mock them all the time, but we did all of that shit to them.
That's a good point.
We exposed them to our culture. We nuked them twice. Yeah. We made them into mutants.
And now we make fun of them.
And now they're like, aha, and they have like rape panties and machines and
those are true.
Tentacle porn. And it's like, but we're like, oh, look at those crazy Japs. It's like, we nuked them. What did you expect? They were just going to come back and be like, we're fine.
Well, you think we were going to make fun of them without nuking them first?
Oh my God. It's like we did that to those poor people.
No, really.
I mean,
it's
to be
awful.
Fair, like I've got a couple of friends that are really into tentacle porn. So, you know, like no big thing, whatever.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with tentacle porn.
I'm still going to watch it.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I still have to come. But my point is...
I mean, normal stuff doesn't do it for us anymore, so...
What are fucking pussies here? I mean, come
on. I'm old. My imagination is dead.
Listen,
whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Have you ever tried to jerk off lately just using your imagination? Impossible.
Listen.
No. Can't be done.
Mark, what you don't realize is that this was all foresight. We realized
foreskin, which is my AOL.
We
name.
Realized when we were building computers that, oh shit, once we have computers, we're going to have the internet and we're going to have porn, and then we're going to watch too much porn, and then we're going to need weirder porn. So we have to nuke somebody to get real weird to be able to make us our super weird porn down the line.
That's Alex Jones conspiracy stuff, and I'm starting to buy that.
But now to get back at us, what did they do? They got us hooked on sushi.
Oh, sushi's amazing.
And then they just started dumping massive amounts of radiation into the ocean.
Sushi's
boom,
still amazing.
Payback.
Sushi's still amazing.
Radioactive sushi.
You know what? Screw what I was about to read. I'm going to jump to another article way more related.
Okay.
Haagen-Dazs' new Japanese ice cream that looks super freaky, but apparently tastes okay or tastes good. There's the picture.
Ew, looks like boogers.
Oh, what the fuck? Looks like jizz.
It's like soft smell. I don't know. What
no, look at that. It looks like a fucking jellyfish.
It's new Mochi or Maki ice cream.
Boogers?
Jizzy?
It's like it's probably like the commercials like, ooh, Mochi, Haagen-Dazs.
Ooh, Suki.
Or they'll get some star.
That's not racist.
Yeah, and it's hugging a doozy. And then they just have like fucking, it's like a Mr. Spackle. Mr. Spackle.
There's your answer, Fishbulb. American-based.
Fishbulb, my friend.
American-based, European-sounding Haagen-Dazs earned quite a faithful following for its premium ice creams in Japan. In addition to standard flavors like chocolate and strawberry, the company also routinely rolls out special offerings inspired by Japanese cuisine, such as sweet red bean.
What?
Purple potato.
What?
Or matcha green tea.
I'm going to go out on a limb and assume that in 6 months there's going to be some viral commercial of like Leo DiCaprio dancing and eating this shit.
Dude, yes. Those A-list stars
K-pop
go over
plays
there.
In the background. He's just sitting there eating it. He's looking all happy while a bunch of weird creatures are flying around him. Fucking Japanese people are so weird.
Mucky Mookie.
And then an octopus turns into a pretty schoolgirl. What is going on? I'm so confused.
We like to dance and eat our Mookie.
That whole fucking country's on shrooms. Seriously.
They really are.
Oh, my God. At least the Chinese have some dignity.
Do they?
Do they?
Yeah, because they die by the millions every day.
That's dignity?
None of these are facts. One of the most popular parts of Haagen-Dazs localized lineup is its Maki ice cream, which goes on sale every winter and sells out quickly. Because why? Ugh. Because
they're
of that.
Efficient, that's why.
We got up bright and early on February 28th, headed down to the Haagen-Dazs for the new sesame walnut Maki ice cream, which went on sale. And
that sounds actually pretty good.
Sesame walnut Maki ice cream?
Yeah.
But the Maki still looks like boogers.
Japanese sweets.
Well, maybe
fans.
You put it in a regular, like, white people American freezer and it'll freeze up better.
Are you thinking the problem is not good refrigeration?
Well, no, I'm thinking, like, they make it a certain way because it's like, oh, hey, look, oh, look at our ice cream. You know, like, it's a special made order. You keep it at a 54 degree. Like,
do you have
you
a
know?
Gong? Do you have a gong, Dutch? You need a gong for this character.
It's like, fuck God, you. Yeah, just.
I imagine the ice cream is made by squeezing squids.
Yeah. My ice cream has the consistency of a jellyfish, sir. Oh, so sorry.
Excuse me, sir. My ice cream is still alive.
Sir, I ordered the Saki ice cream. God, Jesus, that place is weird.
It's so
enough of you
so
people.
Is it incorrectly? Is he going to perform seppuku on himself?
Your fucking fish is raw. Your ice cream's melting. You guys are a fucking mess over there.
Yeah, I had the California roll ice cream. That was me. That was mine.
A dragon roll ice cream.
All of a sudden, you see Iron Chefs coming out making this ice cream.
Sir, you guys handed me a gelato and chopsticks. I don't know how to process
this. How am I supposed
this?
To eat this?
It was actually a gelato. Get it right.
A gelato, you're right.
How was that?
I'm the bad one. I'm the bad one. Come on.
You think they serve the ice cream in one of those, you know, the Chinese food containers that fold out?
It keeps leaking out of the bottom. God damn it.
They're waiting in line for 4 hours like a PlayStation console release and shit. And
it looks like seaweed on top of ice cream. Blended seaweed.
It looks like snot. That's what it looks like. It looks like dirty snot that you've been mowing the lawn all day. The lawn all day. And this is what you get.
Algae snot.
You know what it looks like? It actually looks like the sludge that builds up in my wax pen. Or, I'm sorry, in what would build up in somebody's wax pen if they owned one.
So
you have to, like, clean out your little wax pen. If you own one.
Nicholas Davis Smart wants me to say, ask Mersh who's fake news now. He said, the truth is Jimmy Hoffa faked his own death in order to become the perfect hitman. He was recruited by a time-traveling monk who knew the precise location where bin Laden would be. The time-traveling monk is also responsible for the outbreak of AIDS, all because of some monkeys who were drinking downstream from where he stopped to take a piss. After Hoffa successfully took out bin Laden, the time-traveling monk took him to Salca de Cacel in Spain in 1897, where he changed his name to Ramondo Estevez. The next year, he had a son named Francisco Estevez, who would migrate to the U.S. in 1940. Francisco had a son named Ramon, who changed his
name. What about Emilio Estevez? Well, did he ever migrate?
Well, hold on. Francisco had a son named Ramon, who changed his name to Martin Sheen. Google it. It's mostly true.
Mostly.
Hashtag winning.
Yeah, well, there we go.
Back to the ice cream.
By the way, when somebody ever says Google it, you know what I never end up doing?
Googling it?
They don't fucking tell me what to do.
No, no one.
A dog pilot.
Dogs will pause all I use, bro. Yes, Frank?
The ice cream comes topped with a light-absorbing black sesame sauce.
African-American sesame sauce.
Seemingly formulated to satisfy those with a penchant for sharing snapshots of their food.
You just call me a pissant?
For no.
Oh.
It sounds strangely erotic, even without all the other comments and everything. How you're describing it is really weird.
A penchant for sharing snapshots of their food on social media or simply really miss Japan's black hamburger craze a few years back.
African-American hamburger.
That's not the only sesame combination, though. Underneath all that sauce is my penis.
No, that's not what it says.
Oh. Underneath all that sauce is my penis.
Stop saying that.
Sorry. Underneath all that sauce is my penis.
Three times, though.
She's not getting it.
She's not.
Sorry.
You're getting it.
My Moki enhanced ice cream with white sesame pit. Come on.
Caucasian sesame.
Come on. Penis.
Come on.
Mixed Eileen. In and also crunchy walnut chunk. Come on. Sounds so erotic.
Here's some better food for you. McDonald's will soon offer delivery.
It's DiGiorno!
No, it's McDonald's. McDonald's is trying to figure out how to keep sales growing as the all-day breakfast food.
You know what? I'm glad that McDonald's is looking into expanding their sales, because what one thing they're not doing is making enough money and getting enough sales. So I'm glad. You know, no, I'm seriously.
You can't deliver DiGiorno!
I'm a big fan of, like, job creators, and I like to root for the little guy and for small businesses. And McDonald's? I love when you see these guys are still hungry. They're still hungry.
Hungry like the wolf.
Because they have fucking nothing but black pits in their where their souls should be.
Well, they haven't beaten Burger King into the ground yet.
McDonald's is trying to figure out how to keep sales growing as the all-day breakfast boost dies down, and the chain seems to have identified the next big thing, delivery. The Golden Arches stated in a filing on Wednesday that it will be experimenting with different delivery models, including partnering with third-party services throughout the world. One of the most significant distributions to restaurant business today is a rapidly increasing delivery because no one wants to go out.
I don't want to interact with people.
And for anybody excited it's going to create jobs, they're actually going to use Tesla's self-driving cars. So no,
with little catapults.
They're crash right into your front door.
Yeah, it's catapults to just shoot.
Yeah,
it's
just got a trebuchet with fucking Big Macs.
a Big Mac cannon.
Speaking of which, what was the mail delivery service that was going to start using drones?
Amazon?
UPS. Well, actually,
UPS? Are they anywhere close to that yet?
Already testing residential drone deliveries.
I was going to say maybe I can see McDonald's going down that route.
Yeah, because kids aren't going to fucking knock those things out of the sky and be assholes.
If they're doing it soon, they might use humans, but that'll be for a very short period of time.
Oh my God, dude, knocking drones out of the sky with potato guns and stealing packages?
If I lived in the time of drones as a kid, that's all we would have been doing is getting high and trying to figure out ways to shoot down these fucking Amazon drones. Not even to steal shit. Just to
wait a minute. Tigers have already done that. Tigers have already fucking like knocked drones off. You saw that?
Yes.
Right?
They were flying
those big fat tigers. Yeah, I saw that video.
That was from a slaughterhouse, by the way, a tiger slaughterhouse.
I hope that somebody on the McDonald's board of directors says, "Let's use drones to deliver these sandwiches." But then the lower level guys are like, "All right, well, how are we going to find a drone that's going to be able to carry a human that's going to deliver the food?" And then they just have drones that are carrying humans in the sky.
Dude, little
get it all wrong.
You know what? Drones carrying everything from, like, you know, LCD TVs from Amazon to Big Macs would just – life's turning into a real-life early 80s video game, like an old arcade game. Much. There's just little drones, and you can grab up and grab Big Macs and laptops and whatever the fuck you get. And just you get bigger points depending on what flies by. And
wasn't there a movie called The Founder recently with Michael Keaton where he played Roy Kroc?
Yes.
Mark, right?
Yeah.
Correct?
Yeah, and he got all
Was it good? Did you see it?
No.
It was all right. It got decent reviews. It didn't get nominated or any of that sort of thing, but it was positively reviewed by most critics.
But was it just a big commercial for McDonald's?
No. Apparently what it was that he wanted to franchise the McDonald's restaurant, and they kind of wanted to stay local. And so he basically – it's like The Social Network but for hamburger joints.
Got it.
So he's like the Mark Zuckerberg of hamburger joints.
Well, and just franchising stuff in general as far as restaurants
go. By the way, you can hear more of that great stuff on the Real Thing podcast.
On the Real Thing on morelikeradio.com, exclusively on morelikeradio.com, which we will be having a new show finally. So
yeah, we need to hear your Oscar stuff after they fucked up the end of the Oscars, which is hilarious.
Ugh, yeah, we've got not anything to talk about this time. So
it's fucking hilarious how much they panicked. Poor Dick Tracy was up there, didn't know what to do with himself.
This isn't a joke.
We don't know what to do.
What do I do?
Moonlight won.
What do I do with my hands?
I don't know what to do.
Faye Dunaway already admitted as much. I really fucked that up, which she didn't, because she was handed the goddamn card. So she was handed the card that was announcing Emma Stone as the Best Actress Award winner for, you know, La La Land. Or as Mersh would call it, what were you calling it, Mersh, before?
It was the one with the dancing and the people dressing up like half a fag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd rather see the movie.
Moonlight was the one with the two gay black dudes that were banging.
Yeah.
The banging.
Yeah, they were jerking each other off on the beach, you know, whatever. That's fine. It was kind of boring, but whatever.
I'd rather see the movie Wawa Land about the gas station Wawa and the fantastic subs that they have.
So it was like Brokeback Mountain, but for the brothers.
For the brothers.
Right. Right.
Oh.
You got it. So McDonald's delivery?
Yeah, would you order it?
I'm loving it.
Would you order McDonald's delivery?
Totally.
No.
Well, pretty much, like, not McDonald's, but we have DoorDash, Uber Eats, and Grubhub and all that. I don't know if you guys have it, but yeah, like, you can pretty much get anything delivered.
We use something today called Slice, because we don't want to order like Domino's pizza, so
yeah, find a local. That's pretty much like, I'm sure it's probably the same thing.
There's this app called Slice, and it just finds local pizza places and, you know, does the order for you. And all
That's specific. Yeah. Uber Eats is probably the one I use the most. And
Fuck that shit. I'm going to be an Uber Eats driver because I don't want my car to smell like food all day. Fuck that shit.
Put it in the trunk.
The ones that I can tell do it a lot, keep it in their like trunk. They have like a crate and like where they keep all their food.
I just said that.
Oh, my bad. I wasn't paying attention.
I'm sorry. I contributed all show. The one time I contributed, you just hijacked me, Kyle.
I miss off-camera yelling Dutch. It's my favorite thing in the world.
Well, I don't want to blow it out because if it gets too loud, then like everything just spikes on Skype.
No, it's for years you've always been like slightly 10 inches back, and then I just fuck it.
All right.
You know, Wendy's
by the way, quick update that they pulled that video where we were talking about the Tempura Kids.
Really?
This video is content from Sony Music Entertainment in Japan, not available in your country. And all the comments are down, but I do have 144 dislikes.
Perfect.
Good enough.
Well, me so sorry.
Well, the next story we have is a local story here.
How local?
Well, a Florida woman charged with...
Oh, what? Florida?
Everyone from Florida is
Wiener.
Put on his glasses.
Gay.
Okay. Florida woman.
Can I guess?
Yeah, sure.
All right. It's either kid touching.
Okay.
It's either meth related, or it's...
Give him a bell. You don't need to keep going.
All right.
You don't need to keep going. On the second guess. And would you say, what was the first one? Kid touching?
Yeah.
Not kid touching, but very similar. Florida women charged with handing meth to a 5-year-old.
Woo! Well done, sir. Well done.
I should have been born here.
Oh, I didn't mean to hit that. I forgot. I was trying to type something. Damn it.
Authorities stopped a Florida woman who was driving erratically. Not erotically, and arrested her after firefighters said...
Watch me make a left.
Yeah.
I got a real wide left and a real tight right. Shut
up. She said she passed a bottle of methamphetamine to the 5-year-old daughter.
Who keeps meth in a bottle?
But geniuses?
Well, where do you keep yours?
I've never done meth, sir, but from what I know, it's kept in either baggy, like bags, stuff. Regular.
The 5-year-old
anything else? In a bottle.
No, it was messy.
Maybe she wanted to keep it, you know, airtight and fresh.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, maybe she's a hippie.
I don't even know. Does meth get like unfresh?
First off, meth
does
is smoked.
Meth get stale?
Meth is smoked way too fast for it to get stale.
Authorities.
You don't save your meth.
What if you're
occasion?
Just like a moderate meth?
No, if you get that,
you know, like on occasion.
If you get that good clean stuff, you could shoot it.
There's no such thing as a social meth user.
You don't think that you'd save your meth for like the bonus at the end of the year?
I only smoke meth when I drink.
Yeah, I only smoke meth when I hang out with people for 6 days straight.
That happens all the time. What the hell?
I am a social meth user.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, me and my buddy like to hang out sometimes for 12 days on end.
I never do meth on my own. Only do meth in groups.
That's right. Correct. Authorities stopped the Florida woman who was driving erratically and arrested her after firefighters said she passed a bottle of meth to a 5-year-old. The Sarasota Sheriff's Office said the bottle held 0.3 grams of meth.
That's it?
Is that a lot? Is that a little?
She couldn't just do that?
And 2 cut straws. A little after 5 in the afternoon on February 27th, Delaney was behind the wheel of a Chevy Trailblazer. Oh, don't rub your money in my face. Weaving in traffic and appearing to fall asleep at the wheel.
These people are so dumb.
According to witnesses reported
that. Must be the first case of somebody on meth falling asleep.
Well, no, she might have been not on meth. Like, that might have, you know what
at
I mean?
At the time, yeah.
She might have been crashing
and
saving that little bit for, you know, later when she...
Witnesses reported that she tried to make a U-turn but stopped in the middle of the road blocking traffic in both directions. She was drifting.
Yeah, but that's like normal women driving.
I was going to say, is this a meth story or just a shitty driver story?
She was drifting.
Or another Asian story. We've been on a theme there.
Good point. She was drifting in and out of consciousness, taking herself, and one witness told police that the child was not buckled up in the back seat. That's the biggest crime. She was pulled over in the parking lot of a bank when a firefighter heard her tell the little girl to hold on to the bottle, according to the police report. The child was turned over safely to relatives, and the sheriff's office reported Delaney has been charged with drug possession and endangering a child. Her second such charge. Oh, second, so they gave her another chance. She's being held without bail. It's good.
Good. Always says, I'm sorry, is that meth vegan?
Right. Why couldn't she just bang out that point three real quick with the cop?
Like, yeah, said Pollo.
But by the way, Maul, yeah, the meth is actually pharmacy to table. So just so you know,
I've had
very good joke.
I've had two or three scenarios where I'd been pulled over and I had to take what could only be described as an uncomfortable either combination of drugs or
a heroic
amount of drugs.
Heroic dose.
Like, yeah, well, I
like
that term.
Heroic dose is a great term.
Heroic dose.
not mine. That's from Bill Hicks. So,
but it's still hilarious.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, not quite heroic, but just bordering on uncomfortable. It's like when you have like, oh shit, dude, I've got like half a bag of Coke, 3 Vicodin on me. You know what I mean? And this weed, and you just eat all of it at one shot. Hypothetically, 7 years ago.
Like, yeah, like, if you had to.
But if you do that, and then you're like, you do it, because then you're like, cool, I'm good. And then most times in that situation, the cop leaves anyway. But then you're like, oh man, I gotta get home because I'm gonna be.
Yeah, this is gonna be a rough 12 hours.
Yeah, and it's not fun. But you're like, I'm gonna take. Why couldn't she do a 0.3 of meth? I don't get that. I mean, yeah, she would have been up for like 4 days on that, but she wouldn't have killed it, wouldn't it? If it's a mountain of drugs where I'm like, okay, this is going to suck, but I know what I have on me is not going to get, like, all right,
like
let's
Super
do this.
Troopers level?
Yeah, just
you
eat
just
it.
Eat the mushrooms and just fucking eat
Oh, yeah. I've had Molly. I ate Molly one time because I had like a half a gram on me of good Molly.
Was it prescribed?
Yeah, it was from a doctor.
Okay.
But I didn't have the prescription.
Hashtag medical Molly.
Yeah, it's coming.
Yeah.
But no, it's seriously, I had this half a gram on me, and it was back when I had that Infiniti, so I had kind of what could only be described as a drug dealer-esque car. It was just looked kind of like that. But
that or Acura Legend.
Yeah. But I got pulled over and I had this half a gram of very good Molly on me, and I was already kind of rolling balls, and I ate it all because I just didn't want to get arrested for having Molly on me. And,
2 hours later, Mersh is licking the back of the cop car. Snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
No, but I still remember Martin Garrix's Animals was playing, and I couldn't get myself to turn the music down because the Molly started kicking in, and he was taking too long running my stuff. And I just remember, like, I kept turning it up a little bit. Like, not loud to where he'd hear it in his car, but, like, you know how usually you just keep your radio off the whole time?
Yeah.
Like, as soon as he'd walk away, I'd just turn the radio up a little bit, and I was like, we're just fucking animal. Like, and I just said, and I started, it really started hitting me as,
what
like, the lights, Martin Garrix's Animals. And, yeah, just the lights were flashing, and like he was running. He took a good 15 minutes to run my shit because I guess he just didn't trust me or he didn't like me, and he was looking around my car. Yeah, this was the song. This was playing, and I was just sitting in my car, and he had the all dude, in Tampa, all the big cities now, the lights are insane on cop cars. So I just sat there for 10 minutes.
Sir, you know why I pulled you over?
And I was like, no, I was like, yeah, I'm cool, I'm sorry. I was
you're getting a light show from a cop car, that's awesome.
He was like, where are you coming from? And I was like, oh, I just left work. And I had a suit on. I was like, yeah, I just left work, I'm a manager at a club. And he's like, okay, you have anything to drink tonight? And I was like, yeah, I'd like two drinks after my shift, but I'm clean. And he's like, all right, give him stuff, whatever. And he's like already flashing around my car, which is creepy. And then he goes back to his car, and I'd already eaten the Molly. And I'm just like, all right, if he gets this over with, done and over with quick, I can go back to my, you know. So, and as he went away, I was just kind of like started to get hot. I was just like, and this song was,
yeah.
And I just started, and this was about where I kept it. Like, I didn't have it loud. I just would turn it back up. And then at one point he came out of his car and I turned it down for like a half a second. And I was like, all right, he's coming back. And then he flashed his flashlight at me, looked at my tag again, and then he got back in his car. And as he got back in his car, I was like, all right, and put it back up a little bit. And I was just like, and I was just nodding, and I was, the lights and the, yeah, it was not a good time. I was
Excuse
like,
me, officer, do you have any Vicks vapor rub for me?
I was getting so fucking nervous. This was on the Selman Expressway too, and I was speeding like crazy, and it was late at night. And I was like,
do you have any water?
And that was the dude, I was already getting that like, and like I was licking my lips,
yeah.
And I was hot as fuck, and my AC was blasting, and I was just
Did
like,
you ask him to like shine the flashlight, turn it on, turn it off kind of thing in your face when he came back the second time?
Did the cop blow you up, bro?
He hit me in the face with it the first time, and then checked me again before he went back over, and I was like, alright, so then I knew he was gonna look at me again. But he said, he came back finally, and I'm just like, this is when I'm starting to, alright, I'm coming up on Molly, and this is not good. So I'm just trying to be very no answers very quick. And he came back again. He was like, how much you have to drink tonight? And I was like, I had like two. And that, at that point, I had the music down, but it was like, it was still at one. Like this, like, okay, right, I got here. You. So he's like, yeah, do you have anything? And I left it right there because I was still like, this is a great song. And I was like, yeah. And I was like, no, I'm good. I was like, yeah, no, I'm fine. I was like,
how much did you take again?
It was, I think it was.
Is it a gram and a half?
No, it was a half a gram.
Oh, half a gram.
But I would already, okay.
Still a ton.
And I had already taken like probably a half a gram because it was a half that was left over from the half I bought. So I was on a good solid gram of Molly. And now, I was just.
When he walked away and he finally, he let you go, obviously.
Yeah, he let me go.
Did you just do this?
Yeah. Yeah. And well, I waited until he got like right where his front tire was. And then I was like, all right, I'm good. Yeah. And then I fucking, of course, peeled out and went home. But yeah, that was like, I just remember when he came back and I started, because anybody who's ever taken MDMA or any kind of ecstasy, there's that just, that rise upwards that you start feeling. And I was just feeling it.
When you get that warmness in the back of your tongue.
Yep. And I was getting,
it's like, oop, here
and
we
I was
go.
Like, oh yeah, it's on, baby. And I was like, please, God, let him come back. Because I thought he was going to come back and go step out of the car, breathalyze. I would have breathalyzed because I really did only have two drinks that night. So I would have blown and left and been good. But I was more like, God, he's going to make me do sobriety stand. I'm rolling face. There's no way. I'm like, and I knew, I was like, about 8 minutes from now is where I'm going to hit that point where I'm not able
you're
to talk to people.
You're doing imaginary ball dancing in front of him. He's yeah. like, no, so you're going to walk in the line.
Like licking my lips. Like I was going to get to that point. I was like, I got to go get something to drink. This
or
is going to get
you
bad.
Like the bottom jaw keeps jutting out.
Exactly. So I was like, I'm going to start grinding my teeth like a maniac. So he came back and he was just like, how much you have to drink? And I was like, yeah, like two drinks. And he was like, all right. He's like, yeah, just slow it down, man. And I was like, all right, cool. And he, yeah, when he went away,
did
I was
you
like,
at least
oh.
get a ticket? Like, how fast were you going?
It was in the 90s, but Jesus. It was on there's the Skyway in Tampa that you can drive on. They don't give a
fuck. That's a Skyway, dude. There's nobody
and
on
it
there.
Was, yeah, and it was like 2 in the morning on the Skyway, and it's like a toll-only giant. Yeah. It's like a Back to the Future Sky Road.
It is. It's
and
fucking
nobody,
Autobahn.
Nobody uses it at night. And yeah, I was
Post
hauling.
A picture of the Skyway in the chat.
And honestly, when he pulled me over, he goes, you're going fast. I was like, yeah, I was being kind of a dick. I can't even really make an excuse for it. I just wanted to go home. And he was cool with it. But yeah, I was fucking rolling face. It was bad. I was like, dude, about 8 minutes from now is when it starts getting where I can't explain why my face is being weird.
Yeah.
my face is being weird.
It's like when
exactly
you start
that feeling.
Yeah, when you're on Molly, you start making the kind of faces that can only get like you can only get laid by a girl who's also on Molly. Like
exactly.
You can't look at a normal girl with Molly faces and they're like, what are you doing?
That's
why, like, usually going to raves or places where a majority of the people who are there are taking MDMA is the only place to do it, because you feel comfortable. If you try to do it, I tried to do it at a house party years ago, and I just felt weird, because it's like the first time you get high and you're like getting paranoid, going, they know I'm high.
Yeah.
Or they know I'm rolling, and it ruins it for you.
That's why I get annoyed at these EDM, like these Plur kids, and they're all just like, we're all just we were there that night, and we were all just like one being, and it was like, no, you were just all on the same drug dealer's drugs, and you were all listening to the same song at the same time.
And you that's didn't feel not weird a, about it because you knew you were making dumb faces.
But there's no fucking supernatural. It's a pretty biochemical explanation for what they were feeling. And the next day they're like, we're family, brah. And they're like, no, you're just some dude on ketamine who's going to steal stuff from my house. You fucking come over.
Yeah.
Enough
that one,
of you.
That one sounds very like a personal experience.
Yeah, well, it's...
Why is all my soap gone?
Where is it?
Just, you know what?
I didn't know if I could buy this ever again. It just smelled good. I had to dig it.
I did have a lot of 28-year-old white guys over last night with dreadlocks. Stuff's missing.
Man, that Skyway's huge. Just look at the picture in the
Isn't
chat.
It beautiful?
I used to hit a $1.15 on that.
Dude. Yeah. There's nothing else there.
That's massive.
It was beautiful.
Dude, it's ridiculous.
Beautiful road.
It is really pretty.
What did they got me when I got my DUI?
You said that's in Tampa?
Yeah. It connects Tampa to St. Petersburg.
Tampa to St. Pete.
Does it go to, is that like if you were going to go to the airport from?
If you were in St. Petersburg.
If you were in St. Petersburg, you would take it. Yes.
It goes across the Tampa Bay.
I was in St. Petersburg. Okay, cool. Yeah, no, I've actually been on the road before.
Yeah.
Does anyone else get nervous being on a bridge?
Howard Franklin.
Chelsea has a huge fear of bridges.
Depends on the bridge.
And I had to drive.
Just bridges of Madison County.
I'm not going to lie. Every time I drive on a bridge, I think to myself, what if this bridge collapsed while I'm on it? I'd be fucked.
I've never thought that.
It really, I mean, it's such a fucking weird, rare thing. And I only get scared when it's like the metal grate bridges. Or
and every time
the,
Mersh is on a bridge, he's thinking, should I burn this? So
yes, this is true. Or should I jump off of one?
That bridge goes up so high, though, like when you're in the middle of it.
It is kind of...
I get nervous on the big, like, New York City and New Jersey bridges they're such shitty, bloated bureaucracies.
So old.
Like,
and they're like 500 years old.
The same people
just keep painting it like it's going to get better.
And the same people that are in charge of the water in Flint, Michigan are in charge of your bridges. So, there is an element of like, oh, God.
There's something wrong with the water in Flint.
Is there something going on with that?
I haven't heard.
I just meant that all the hoes out there is thirsty. Oh! What? No, but seriously. But all kidding aside, it's a horrible tragedy. What's going on there?
It is. Speaking.
I know. Living in Flint in general, like that, just decision making.
Yeah, you're so close to Dearborn. All those Muslims.
Speaking of terrible decisions, Kyle, it's tech talk time. Are you ready, sir? Kyle. Is he not? I don't hear him at all.
He must have muted himself.
Kyle, I don't hear you.
Kyle, I don't hear you at all.
Hey.
There you are.
All right, let's try that again. Speaking of humongous disappointments, here's Kyle with Tech Talk.
Take a spin, now you're in with the tech news set. You're going surfing on the internet.
Thank you. Yeah. Kyle, what do we got on the docket today for Tech Talk?
So I actually wanted to bring this up earlier, but Wendy's is also doing something to try to keep sales growing.
I saw this. This is cool.
What is Wendy's doing?
They're going to deliver, but they're going to be square burgers.
Already.
What was that?
They're replacing their cashiers already with automation.
Yeah, I saw that.
They're going to start with like kiosks and everything that are probably going to be like touchscreens and then move into like voice recognition.
Well, Sonic's been doing this for a long time.
Well,
yeah, kind of, but you still press that button and, like, interact with a person.
Yeah, this is just 100%. You walk in or through the drive-thru, it's all
automated.
Yeah, you literally just touch things or they'll probably implement something like IBM Watson or whatever.
Panera does this as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do that now, too.
Yeah, and they said they've already, just with one kiosk, they're already able to cut 38 hours of labor a week.
Oof. That's an entire job. It's a full-time job.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I also...
How's that fight for 15 working out for you guys?
I also looked up exactly how many retail positions, like cashiers and things like that, are employed in the U.S., and it's 4.8 million people.
That's a lot.
Question.
7% of the population.
Yes.
Whoa. Just Wendy's or just in fast food in general?
No, like in that type of position, like a retail, like cashier, like ringing people up, like that kind of thing, whether it be fast food, you know, like working at a grocery store, you know, Amazon Go, like has their grocery store that's coming out this year that's going to be staffed by 3 people. Because automation is taking care of inventory.
Oh, wow. So kind of like going to the DMV.
Yeah. Totally.
Okay. Sounds great. Three people.
Is this in any way going to affect the deliciousness of Wendy's chicken nuggets?
I don't believe so. I believe the recipe is the same.
I believe they will stay the same.
Oh, okay. That's fine then, because I don't care about families.
unless they start using a lab grown meat. Yeah.
Lab grown meat? No.
I kind of want to get everyone's reaction on that.
I've heard about that. Lab grown
meat. Like, how do you guys feel about that?
Okay.
I feel like it would be like veal because without moving the muscle, it should be tender.
Now explain this for people that don't know. What is lab grown meat, Kyle?
So, lab grown meat is when they take stem cells of, you know, this animal or whatever, and they essentially grow the protein, grow the muscle in a lab. So they literally, it's literally scientifically the exact same thing that you actually get when you slaughter an animal.
But it doesn't look red because it doesn't have blood running through it. That's the only difference.
That is correct. Yes.
So it doesn't look the same. Would you guys eat synthetic meat?
No.
Yes.
When
yes.
cooked, it looks
I mean, I would,
same.
I would if it were, you know, the goddamn end of the world. Well, obviously, yeah, we were rationing.
Technically, this isn't synthetic. Like, it's still literally animal muscle.
Okay,
it's the exact scientifically, it's the exact same chemical makeup. Okay. Everything is exactly the same as the muscle you get from an animal. It's just grown in a lab without the need for everything else of the animal.
Yeah, don't give a shit. Gimme.
I'm against this because I
hate cows and chickens, and I actually kind of enjoy the fact that they're getting killed.
I'm good for you.
Yeah, that's right, Josh. I want blood in my food.
I'm for it because after lab grown meat comes designer lab grown meat.
And what do you mean, like a chicken mixed with a cow,
or like just a
chicken
like
cow,
or just like truffle infused cow meat from. Cells?
I don't know, but then that's when you're going to get the zombie virus. That's how it starts. You make synthetic meat, somebody eats a burger, it gets into their brain, and before you know it, we have a terrible TV show that's been on 3 seasons too long.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh, wait, what does that have to do with Gotham?
It's gotten better this season. So the only one on the show who still watches Walking Dead.
Yeah, so the price of this meat, though, just in the last 4 years, since 2013, the price to produce 5 ounces has dropped from $325,000 to $11.36. It's 30,000 times cheaper than it was 4 years ago. That's going to continue to drop in price to where it's actually going to be significantly cheaper to grow more pure, healthier meat, you know, without the need to slaughter animals, and it's better for the environment as well.
Womp, womp.
Okay, here's a little graph that Marie posted. Tissue is taken from the animal's muscle. Stem cells are extracted from the tissue. Muscle cells are grown under tension to bulk them up. The new muscle fibers are minced and turned into burgers. Yes, Marie?
Question. While we are eating lab-grown meat, can we still kill cows?
Just for fun.
I mean, I'm sure, you know, just they'll need them a line. Lot of them killed, you know.
Just to piss.
They still attend Bovine University.
Yeah, just to piss off all those assholes that you get every time you call on your credit card.
You know what,
Billy?
Marie? You were a real grade-A moron before.
You know, maybe they can use them temporarily in our, like, you know, early version of Westworld.
Oh, yeah.
And just, like, send in, instead of, like, building robotic cows, just send in a whole bunch of the, you know, remaining ones left.
I don't want to live in synthetic meat world. I want to die in this era before that shit starts.
There will be trouble.
I will die a meat-eating fucking person who still says racist things.
I'm
going to be that guy.
Maybe I'd understand this more if DNA Dan explained it to me, but right now, I'm not getting it. Like, I don't want to eat meat that a scientist made.
But I mean, the way to look at it is, you know, it's legitimately the exact same. Like imagine, like, you know, if they were to start cloning, you know, more animals. I mean, they already clone plenty of animals. But imagine if that became like the main source of reproduction. They're still cows. When you slaughter them, you know, it's still the exact same meat that you're pulling for them, whether they're cloned or not.
When you take when you take the pain out of my steak, you're taking the fucking flavor out of it. Okay.
Yeah,
but I mean, eventually, and it's not quite there yet. They're still, you know, working on it, which is why they're saying in about 5 or 6 years it'll be ready. but that when they get to that point too, it will be the best, juiciest. Like if you were to get a steak like this, the meat would be like the healthiest, purest, best tasting steak that like you would ever have.
But here's the problem.
Raise your hand if you give a shit about that.
Here's the problem.
I mean, I do. I prefer really good tasting meat.
Oh, shut up.
Here's the problem with
and
that.
And that was a reference for dicks.
If there's no soul, it doesn't taste good.
Yeah, I agree with Royce. The whole reason why humans as a species can understand happiness is because we also understand pain. And without pain, we can't get joy. And without the pain of the cow dying, how are we going to get the joy of the burger?
Good point.
You have to taste the pain.
If it gets too much and you just like want to leave, you could use SpaceX to send you to the moon because they're doing that next year.
Oh, what is Elon Musk, the girl, Mr. I Take Your Girlfriend from Johnny Depp doing?
Yep, that guy again. What's he up to this week?
By the way, I will give, you know what, you're getting better at this radio game because that was a smooth transition there, Kyle. Better.
Yeah,
thank you, appreciate it. But if you're rich enough and you approach Elon Musk and you're like, hey, dude, I'm going to give you a lot of money. I want you to send me to the moon. He'll be like, okay, let's start training you.
Do I have to send you back once I get you to the moon?
No, okay, so they're not actually landing on the moon.
Yeah, they're orbiting it once,
of the moon, right. And then coming back.
Lame.
How long does it take to get to the moon again?
35 minutes if you take the highway.
But it depends sometimes because when they're doing construction,
how long does it take to get to the moon?
It's hell sometimes.
3 days.
3 days.
3 days. Okay.
The quickest trip has been the New Horizons probe, which zips by the moon in 8 hours and 35 minutes.
Not if you use Waze.
When I first heard this story, I'm like, I hope this happens soon, just so like, you know,
it's next year.
Citizens can do it and come back and be like, yeah, we got there.
Well, Elon Musk's
because everybody's like, there's still people out there who think that we didn't travel to the fucking.
The problem is they're gonna
like when it becomes like a common tourist attraction, you know, like it's like going to Disney.
They're just gonna come back with intergalactic alien parasites built into them, and then they're gonna burst, and their fucking eggs are gonna hatch in our atmosphere. It's gonna be fucking hell on Earth, and it's all gonna be because of your stupid asshole scientist friends.
I'm telling you that Disney purchased Star Wars to be able to build their own Death Star amusement park in space for us to travel to.
And yeah, also
except for one part, except for the amusement park part. It's just a Death Star.
It's just gonna be real.
Don't forget that Walt Disney really hated the Jews. I mean, allegedly.
Well, I mean, let's not bring, you know, Walt Disney's sensibility into this, okay? Just because the guy was reasonable doesn't mean he was a bad animator.
Wait, going back to the meat grown in a test tube to eat.
It's not like a literal tube.
No, I want to eat Soylent chicken.
Series of tubes, whatever.
By the way, that means you can legally eat people. You take stem cells from people. Well, you can make people burgers.
You just
that still isn't legal. It's still
says
still
you
to be legal
if you're not willing.
Well, you're so green, super green.
Well, Royce just took it a step further where I was going to go, but I was going to say if we can grow bacon, does that mean Jews can eat bacon now?
Oh, because
I mean that would be up
no,
because
it's still
right?
genetically from
it's still,
a pig.
It's still genetically from a pig. You're right. It still has the stem cells still
it's,
come
it's
from a pig.
Because I guess they could view it in that light, you know, in the same way that I viewed it.
But now you can eat people.
And because why would you also want to introduce a billion people to fucking bacon and drive up the cost of bacon?
There's a lot of things
wrong with you.
Well, no, the cost will, you know, remain the same. You just like tell them how to, you know, genetically scientifically make it. There's like boom, you go.
There's a lot of ways to fix society with this, Kyle. Number one, people want to eat meat. People want to eat people. You make people burgers and you eat them. A pedophile, you just make the vagina part of a kid and have them like that. You're not hurting a baby. So think about it. I have fixed so many things.
I don't think that's going to satisfy the pedophile.
Give me Elon Musk's phone number.
What about this? This also creates this could create a whole new futuristic world, too, of like amusement parks where you go and like rare places where you can go get real meat and go hunting. You can go punch a pig right in the face and get some real bacon.
Uppercut a pig.
Yeah, because if you think about it, then murdering a pig and fucking cutting it up yourself and then eating it would almost be like a rich man's thing. They'd be like, yeah, dude, it's better when you fucking murder something and drown in its blood and then cook it on a griddle.
It would become more of a high stature. Well, like you see the fucking helicopters that are shooting down the pigs in Texas, right? Dude, they got machine guns because these wild hogs are becoming a problem.
Oh, that was a great movie.
It was the best.
I have the Blu-ray.
Yeah, in Texas, it's a massive problem.
I just deflated Royce like a beach ball.
John Travolta.
He was so disappointed in that. He was just.
What was the premise of Wild Hogs?
It was called A Bunch of Actors Needed to Go on Vacation, and they all motorcycles.
Yeah, it was like Grown Ups, except worse.
Worse than Grown Ups.
It was like Grown Ups, but with motorcycles.
Okay.
Right. Steve Buscemi was in it.
Okay.
No, wait, not Steve Buscemi. Fargo.
Steve Buscemi.
No, other guy from Fargo. You're right. He was
in Fargo. William H. Macy.
Oh, yeah.
Look, Tukes is dreaming.
So you were talking about shooting pigs in Texas, shooting wrestling. Pigs for fun, eating pigs or not eating pigs, growing pigs, and Jews still can't eat them.
Well, yeah. No, you can't. So we figured that out, and we can eat people now, so this is great. Look, guys, we figured out so many things. Kyle, next tech story. I think we're going to solve so many problems.
Yeah, man. So I was actually been hearing a lot because the Game Developers Conference just started today, and already like probably more than half the articles have to do with virtual reality and augmented reality. Right. It's like the biggest thing in tech and entertainment and everything right now.
I can't wait.
Why?
Yeah, man. So most experts right now are currently predicting that
experts.
Sexperts are predicting that within the next 5 years, that specifically mixed reality, like Magic Leap, like I've shown you guys before.
Separate but equal reality.
Yes, exactly.
Thank you.
Or augmented reality. Mixed reality is more like where things that you see through the glasses or whatever, your brain perceives as being in the real world. So it's not like a layer or a screen you're looking at, but it's you perceive it as being physically in the world.
Cops have had beer goggles to show us what it's like to drunk drive for many a year, Kyle.
What's that?
So cops have already had those beer goggles for a long time. I remember when I was in school.
I know, we just should have used that technology.
Yeah,
exactly. Why are you wasting money on something new? That's weird. Yeah. So mixed reality is probably going to end up being the main source of interacting with a digital medium within the next 5 years. In the same way that that just last year, mobile finally overtook mouse and keyboard as the biggest form of interacting with the internet and interacting with like digital medium. It's like now 52% of the world interacts with the internet via touchscreen devices, which didn't even exist until 10 years ago. So mixed reality within the next 5 years is probably going to be the number one way that most of us interact with the internet, with computer applications. That it'll be how you work. It'll be how you learn. It'll be very commonplace. It'll replace your cell phone. It'll replace your TV, your computer.
Oh, but we just bought
the cell phone.
We just got a new one. Come on.
No, these are smart glasses that you could essentially look at like as a mobile device, right? For now, you'll probably still carry like a mobile computer like in your little pocket that's about the size of a phone, and then you have a pair of glasses. They'll be about the same size as sunglasses or something.
I have a
like
question
that.
For you, Kyle.
Yeah,
what was Google thinking, or who got fired for busting out that Google Glass too early because it was very poorly?
Yeah,
received.
No, that was a very very different concept. I see what they were trying to do, but it wasn't even technically augmented reality. It was like a little thing you looked
heads
at.
Up display, basically. Yeah,
it was more like a HUD.
I mean, but why? I mean, like they're a kind of on the edge of all this stuff. I don't know whose decision it was to bring that out so early.
Now with augmented reality, can I like do other things while watching Wild Hogs on Blu-ray?
Yes, exactly. Okay. That's the thing with mixed reality. Like, say you want to watch something on a huge screen TV in super high definition. Instead of having that physical TV, you'll have your little pair of sunglasses, and you'll select what you want, and it'll be an 80-inch screen TV that you'll perceive as being real. The three-dimensional aspect, how you view it, the depth perception, everything you're going to perceive as being real within the next 5 years. So at that point, you can essentially get rid of most other forms of 2D screens, of monitors, of cell phones, and you'll be interacting via voice commands or just, kind of touching.
Yourself.
Because mixed reality, it 3D scans your environment using infrared and other forms of, radar and digitally maps your environment. So it knows where your hands are at all times. It can layer objects essentially in the world digitally.
What about Gator? Does that change? No.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah.
I don't know how that changes or not.
A good way to think of it too, and how you'll use it kind of in your day to day life is imagine you're like at a lunch meeting with somebody.
That would never happen.
Yeah, I would never go to lunch with anybody.
Okay,
I go by myself. I'm not eating with people.
Just can't see myself.
Okay. Terrible example, Marie, Kyle.
Imagine, I'm sure you've done lunch.
Paint a more realistic picture.
Yeah, please. Try better.
I don't know. I mean, like, any time that you're meeting with anybody in any kind of professional
never happens.
That doesn't happen. When I walk outside, I close my eyes and go along by feel.
What you got to do is just blow past it.
I have what they call agoraphobia.
No, you don't.
Yes, he does.
Have just you blow seen, past it. Just keep talking.
Have you seen Mersh's blog, wildhogsandagoraphobia.net? It's fucking brilliant. It's amazing.
It's a network?
Yeah, it's a whole network. It's Wild Hogs fanfics. It's really great. It's amazing.
Go ahead, Kyle.
Sorry, Kyle. Go ahead.
No. I mean, it's just like pretty much anywhere you go, you'll have access to the information like without having to pull out a phone and manually search because it'll be kind of aware of your surroundings. So like you go on vacation,
so annoying to have to do that.
But then what if that happens?
I mean, you can. It's not saying you have to have a huge pop up. It'll be very customized to what you want.
Now I want a huge pop up.
I mean, you can if you want to.
You know what? What I understand is why don't you bring up a real world experience? Like, let's say I had a meeting with lunch meeting with a friend. Like, why don't you use something like that? Because that would have made better sense to me. Kyle, I love you, by the way. You do very well this show.
Man.
You deal with a lot of good stuff. Thank you, Kyle. I appreciate it. We are running out of time, though.
Is it that time?
Oh, I wish I knew you were going to close with that. I would have actually pulled a gun out and shot a clock.
Now, Mersh,
looks like you're running out of time.
Mersh, what do you want to plug?
Gunsfortards.com.
Gunsfortards.com.
Go to it.
What do they do at Guns for Tards?
We give guns to tards.
Yeah,
really.
Pretty have you heard? Do you know what the website is?
Yeah.
I know what it is. I'm trying to help them out.
We fuck with people through the mail for you. So go check it out. It's funny.
Right.
Mark,
what do you want to plug, sir?
We will be returning back finally after a month-long hiatus with the real thing on morelikeradio.com. It is finally happening. Also, follow me on Twitter and Instagram, RamCatJackson, exactly how it's spelled. Follow MoxieLFM.com, BigBangBoomCabaret.com.
La La Land wins the Oscar.
No, Moonlight.
No!
Moonlight!
You didn't! God damn it! Kyle, anything you want to plug yet? Or you're still working on your side project?
Yeah, sure. So I've actually been doing design work, guys. So I have an online portfolio. It's kylejohnson.io. And if you're are in need of a logo or any kind of like branding marketing materials, just visit that and contact me.
All right, guys. Thank you for listening. Cousin Joe Show tomorrow. We're going to Okeechobee Music Festival. We're reporting on that. Dutch and Royce and Hippo Juice next week. Thank you for listening. Remember now you can subscribe on More Like Radio or the Dutch and Royce feed, YouTube, all that other good stuff. Thank you for listening. We're fucking out of here, guys.
To the back of the boat!
What are you doing?
And then they eat the poo-poo.
This is the game, Doug! Woo!
Didn't say the magic word.
What'd you do?